If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And it was also then syndicated all over the country as well, right?
Well, it wasn't syndicated. It was on a network.
Right, but the next version of the show.
It was live on the network.
Right, but then once that show ended, the next version of it, there was a syndicated version as well, right?
No.
No?
The next version of it was on Nickelodeon.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Oh, yeah. That's so terrific.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
I finally bottomed out,
ladies and gentlemen.
I have finally lost it completely.
I don't like him, his giant head, or his beady little eyes. That's all I got to say on the matter.
Come on with the come on.
Oh, I don't understand what that means.
Oh, that's it. I left Big Boy for this. Oh, no.
And now.
Let me ask you something. What do women want? Who cares?
Our feature presentation.
That's nice.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Wednesday, the 22nd of... How's everybody doing?
Good.
Lisa?
I'm fine.
Bean?
Oh, you know. Fine.
Jeez. It's never fine. Simple with you.
He's always crappy.
I'm fine.
It's just never. He's the least positive person on the planet.
No kidding.
What about this guy who's trying to have 100 children? What about him, though?
Well, that guy should be put down, clearly.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the government stepping in and meddling in your private life. But at some point, they got to go to this guy and say, you're really just collecting them like baseball cards.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't know who – if you have 78 children at this point, you can't even recognize them all, much less know their names or have any kind of a relationship with them.
Spend any time with them.
Who's
yeah.
this
yeah.
guy? I don't know if this is
ironically, his first name is Dad, D-A-A-D. Dad Mohammed Murad Abdul Rahman. He is 60 years old. And he's got 15 wives. He's had 15 wives so far. He keeps having to divorce wives in order to get new ones so that he can then impregnate them because I guess as a Muslim, you're only allowed to have 4 wives at a time.
Okay.
So his 78 children so far, the oldest is 36. The youngest is 20 days old.
Wow.
And his goal is by 2015 to have 100 children. And then he says he's going to stop.
Does he say why he wants 100?
No, doesn't say why. His kids are spread out among 15 houses, and he supports them through military pension and government help.
Kids aren't like, ties or shoes or something that you collect.
They are for him, apparently.
It's insane.
And why do women keep marrying him?
Good question. Maybe he's got the dough, you know?
He must have a lot of dough to support that many kids.
Yeah. Military pension and government help is what he's using to support the kids, so I don't know how much dough he has on his own. But
where does he live?
Yeah. Somewhere in the UAE, the United Arab Emirate.
So. You know, we're going to have to be very, very different when we talk about a story like this when we're on in Jordan.
Yeah,
you
we're
know
not
I mean?
Going to be out in Jordan, Kevin.
What are you talking about? That's our new affiliate in Jordan. In Jordan,
right? We're both. I don't think that's really happening. I mean, I think the guy has expressed interest, but I don't think that it's ever going to. We're never going to be on in Amman.
If we're on in Amman, Jordan, then we're
gonna
need
going
to say,
be.
"Hey, this guy is doing Muhammad's work." I mean,
exactly.
We're not going to be able to actually, you know, say the right thing.
Can't
otherwise,
make fun of him?
Fatwa on your ass. Who wants that?
Well, you know? Fatwa on Psycho Mike's ass. Who writes all the material?
That's true. Yeah,
that's that, and that's going to be the new company line. Is it Mike writes the material?
Yeah, but in order, I'd want a fatwa on me. I'd be willing to, like...
Fantastic. We can make
death.
That happen.
I'd be willing to risk death to have a whole, like, entire section of the world after me.
Yeah, there's a guy in Jordan, no kidding, who works at a radio station that wants to put us on there. And it seems like that might be the worst idea ever.
He must have called the wrong station. Something
said he was listening online.
Crossed. He got confused.
He was listening online and he wants
no
to put us on
way.
In Jordan.
Wait. We looked it up. It's like 95%. Muslim
I
man.
Know.
They're not going to cotton
We're
going to
be
us.
Like the Democratic blowtorch in the Middle East.
I guess it was like a couple days ago when Bean read that email to everybody here in the studio. And normally when Bean says, hey, guys, look at this email, Kevin just tunes out. And I've never seen Kevin light up and get so excited over something. I mean, all he could talk about is, I can't wait till we're on in Jordan.
Because it's the worst idea that has ever been had. This guy, well, this
it's
dude.
It's not going to happen, though.
It is if I could have anything to say about it. I don't care, man. Let's be on in Jordan.
F. Fresno, hello, Jordan.
Wow, all right.
It'd be Los Angeles and Amman.
I think Jordan, if I'm not mistaken, is right next to Iraq, too, by the way.
Yes, see?
Between Iraq and Israel, I think.
Excellent.
Excellent company.
No. Okay. Well, we'll see. We're talking to our new boss, Gada, tomorrow. We'll see what he has to say.
Kevin and Bean Show on in Jordan. I'm just saying, I'm glad we're doing that story today because we'd have to do it completely differently when we're on in Jordan.
When we're on Jordan's number one hit music station?
Exactly.
Which is what they're called, Lisa.
That is what they're called, yeah.
It's going to be good.
Oh, that's funny.
Are we even allowed to have a woman on our show if we're on the radio in Jordan?
Probably not unless she's servicing us.
I think.
You know what I mean? Because.
Well, we do have to make some changes then.
You have to marry me. Say what you want.
Say what you want about the Muslim faith. And I don't want to get into an argument here, but it doesn't really put women as first class citizens.
No, but they do have newscasters. They do have female newscasters, but they're covered.
Sure.
So okay. I would have to wear a burqa.
Yes, you'd have to wear a burqa.
To come to burqa. Yeah. To work in a burqa.
Plus, all hot guests being burqas.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's, you know, we'll lie on the air and say they're in burqas.
We'll have to Photoshop them for our Jordan website.
All right, Photoshop a burqa on.
For years, okay. I've been dreaming of covering Lisa's face, but it wasn't with a burqa.
Stop it. For God's sake. I can't see you say that, fatwa. Boom! Instant. Right on your head, dude.
Our show wouldn't last an hour in Jordan.
I know.
He says rock music is very popular there. They've been doing research and have found that rock music is what his listeners want, and which is odd because I think they mostly play hip-hop and R&B. So it sounds to me like they're a little bit confused.
Maybe rock he doesn't music, hear our show. He's
rock
hearing,
music delivered by the infidels.
He's hearing other day parts.
He said he listened to our show online. We're going to talk to him tomorrow. We'll find out.
That's crazy.
That's going to be great.
Well, I'll tell you, our first guest has got to be this guy with the 78 kids. Got to have him on then.
Dude, nice work, we'll say. Yeah. It'll be a completely different show. Get to 100, man. You can do it. You know, we have been talking for a couple of days about movies with bad plots.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email that, of course, I forgot at home. But a K-Rock listener tipped me off to a movie called The Ginger Dead Man. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
It is a killer... played by, what's the crazy guy that had the bad mugshot?
Oh, Nick Nolte?
I think it's Nick Nolte. I can't remember who it is, but he's a killer and he gets put to death, right? Somehow his ashes get mixed in with gingerbread ashes, and this little gingerbread man comes to life, but he's evil.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I brought in a little clip from the trailer of The Ginger Dead Man. Picture before you hear this an actual gingerbread man that has a little mouth
like
and talks.
Like the size of a cookie?
Yes.
Okay.
And is evil and yells at you.
You are!
Run, run, as fast as you can. Something's in the oven, the ginger dead man. Evil never tasted so good.
Eat me, you punk bitch!
Yes.
Dude.
Evil never tasted so good. That's a movie.
How did we miss that?
I don't know.
It looks like Gary Busey is the star.
Gary Busey, yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
That's the star. Out of the oven and into your heart is one tagline. An evil yet adorable gingerbread man comes to life with the soul of a convicted killer. This real-life cookie monster wreaks havoc on the girl who sent the killer to the electric chair. That's the plot line.
It's a real cookie, but it's inspired by the devil or something.
That's
it's
great.
Awesome. Ginger
that's
dead
going
man.
Right on my Netflix queue, I'll tell you that.
Now, having said that, the K-Rock listener who sent that to me said, I know it looks good from the trailer, but it's awful.
Shocking.
But I don't think I can avoid it. I mean, I think I have to get
like,
the ginger.
Like, how does the gingerbread man get around?
Ginger dead man.
Ginger dead man. How does he get around?
He's got little ginger dead legs.
Yeah, but like, if he has to go distances, does he jump in a
taxi? I don't know.
What is he? Someone's suitcase? I want to know. Watch
I haven't
that
really
movie.
Looked into it quite that
please
in depth.
Please do. Right. I want to know.
I get it. Bean's going to get it too. Ginger dead man.
Okay.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we? R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 19.
There's more?
Oh, all the way up through 22, yeah.
My God.
And if you want to see this, you go to the Kevin and Bean page at krock.com and go to click on videos, and there's a link for all of them. And I'm telling you, it is absurd. If you were going to do something to try to mock somebody, you wouldn't take it this far. It's just absurd times 100. Okay. So we love this story. We got another chapter today. Ralph's going to tell us about that on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Jason Statham on the show today. He's got the new movie War in theaters Friday.
Love him.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the program today. Latest on Britney and KFed and any other celebrity news.
Yep.
Harvey, by the way, has been doing his fair share of counting down and enjoying Hayden Panettiere's 18th birthday as well.
Oh, sure.
I don't know if you've been on the site lately, but he's been as excited about it as we are.
Oh, sure. He does good work in the whole chick category.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although, I don't know why on his site they blur out or star out or cover up the naked shots. Like, they, you know, they'll show them on some of the other sites. Harvey will not.
Well, I think he just finds it more responsible, I guess. I don't know.
Then you just go to
responsible.
Some other
side. Listen, we'll talk to him today. Well, we can ask him.
Sure.
He's got a topless shot of Sienna Miller on today, for instance.
Fantastic.
Yeah, all except right. It covers it up. What's up with that?
That's bogus.
That's irresponsible.
I'm
maybe,
with you. Okay.
Maybe he's just preparing for TMZ Jordan.
The Dog Whisperer, Cesar Millan, on the program today.
Yay.
He's got a new new season coming. What should we expect for the new season, Cesar?
You can expect very much behavior like an alpha dog. I will be the trendsetter, the trailblazer. I'll not allow the dog to rule my life.
Okay, thank you.
That's
going to be good.
That's the same as the last two seasons,
yes,
too.
It's the same advice that he gives every single dog owner. And yet, You want me to stop talking? Sorry. And yet dog owners keep calling him and saying, I need your help. And then he comes over and he tells him the exact same thing he told the last guy. I don't know why they can't just put two and two together themselves, but apparently
they can.
He can
do this for the rest of his life,
yeah, it's true.
I'm telling you.
That's true.
Here's the synopsis of The Ginger Dead Man from Netflix, because I just put it in my queue. Evil never tasted so good. When Sarah Lee, by the way, who's the character's name, when Sarah Lee testifies against three murderers in a death penalty case, she never expects them to return to life in the form of delicious desserts. Really? She didn't see that coming?
How could she not expect that?
That's exactly what happens when their cremated ashes accidentally fall into a batch of batter and are baked into a trio of gingerbread men. Now, the adorable yet evil cookies will stop at nothing to find the woman who sent them to the electric chair.
That's great.
How great is that movie look?
The best.
Also on today's show, we got Tom from MySpace. He's got a few new projects. We got to ask him how Bow Down got onto the front page.
Oh, yeah.
Among other things. And we have Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf. And this story is unfreaking believable. It's a dwarf that hangs by his penis. That's the beginning of the story. It ends
he's
poorly.
In a circus or something, right?
I think so, yeah. It's like a Jim Rose circus sideshow, something like that.
Oh, my God.
And it ends poorly. So we'll tell you about that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And in China, there's no bad news. You're only allowed to tell good news. Apparently, that's the latest law that has come down. So we'll tell you about that just after the top of the hour. Plus, tickets for K-Rock's L.A. Invasion. You're listening for Darling Nikki by Foo Fighters. When you hear that, be caller 20. You'll win your tickets to the show. And Ralph Showbiz Beat is coming up next.
Ralph, were you in the Ginger Dead Man, or did you get cut out of that? I can't remember.
I was the raisin eyes in the Ginger Dead Man. I played the left eye.
Ooh. Can't wait to see that.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez was in that movie?
Shut up.
Oh, dear God.
Shut up.
It's 5:50 Wednesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. How was your Hayden Panettiere birthday celebration? Did it continue far into the night last night?
I haven't slept.
Yeah.
We just rocked the HP all night long, so it was just
okay.
Madness, I say. Madness. Chris Angel. He's spending a lot of time dismissing rumors that he's romancing Britney Spears. And, of course, when I say romancing, I mean boning. Despite the fact that the two have been seen coming and going from hotel rooms at all hours in the morning, he claims it's all business.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag, the douchiest of all.
The British tabloid The London Sun says that the two share the same manager. And so Chris has stepped up, and he is helping her plan a show-stopping return at the MTV Video Music Awards in 2 weeks. She's supposed to open, so if it's a show-stopping return, we're in for a short show.
Very short.
Yeah.
Don't be a sucker.
Lindsay Lohan trading 4 a.m. nightclub nights for nature walks, apparently.
Is it working, finally?
We've seen the photos of her. She took a break from rehab at the Cirque Lodge in Utah to go on a day-long hike into the woods. And she did it on her own legs and everything.
Wow.
It wasn't like some dude was carrying her. She was wearing a baseball cap that reads, Faith.
Hmm.
So, who knows? Maybe she's actually going to clean up this time.
She looks healthy in the photos. I mean, from what you can tell, just looking at the picture, she looks good.
Yeah. If she never gets out of that place, she's going to be fine.
She'll be fine,
That's what I'm guessing.
She just can't leave.
Yeah.
Did you see the TMZ story on her today about the about how the DA looks like is not going to file all these felony cards?
Yeah, they're going to drop the felony charges and just hit her with a couple misdemeanors. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
That's a little shocking to me.
I don't know what the logic behind that is. Seems like they've got enough evidence, certainly, to prosecute.
I know they'd prosecute me. I'll tell you that right now.
No kidding.
Maybe the Hammer will have some more details on that for us. Ben Stiller's marriage with Christine Taylor is apparently all based on fun and games. Yeah, it's a lot of fun until somebody dies.
What?
What are you talking about?
In Style magazine reports that his wife has an odd sense of humor and likes to constantly hide in closets and jump out at Ben Stiller when he least expects it. She says it's funny because he's easily alarmed.
Yeah.
Well, and he clutches his chest and collapses in a heap at her feet. I don't think it's going to be so funny anymore. Ben's getting up there, Christine. Lay off, will you? I would have to punch my wife in the head if she did that to me.
I'm with you.
First time it's funny. Yeah. Oh, honey, you got me. It's great. Repeatedly?
Yeah.
Then bang, forearm shiv. That's what she's getting.
It's a natural reaction, right?
Absolutely.
What are you
going
to do?
Not a court in the world would convict me.
You shouldn't have to worry about that walking around your own house that somebody's going to jump out of a closet at you.
I'd start packing heat. Jump out, you get ventilated. How about that? How do you like me now?
Let's play a little ventilation
game. I'd post that at the front door. Jump out at me, die of lead poisoning. You know what I'm saying? You used to say in the old gangster movies. Is Katie Holmes going to be the new Wonder Woman? Star Magazine is reporting that Katie left her husband Tom Cruise in Germany, where he's filming that hilarious movie where wears the eye patch. Oh,
yep.
That looks funny.
I don't think it's supposed to be.
What? And flew to Los Angeles to negotiate with producers about playing the lead in the new big screen adaptation of the comic book superheroine Wonder Woman. Huge mistake on every possible level if you're listening, Wonder Woman people.
Why do you say that?
Because she just doesn't have what it takes. She doesn't seem to be an Amazonian princess. She's like a whiny Tom Cruise wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom will be here trying to change the script.
Yeah. What if Wonder Woman was an eye patch? First suggestion. I don't think it's a good idea. Spencer Pratt and his girlfriend Heidi Montag are not making friends.
Oh, the hills. Come on.
According to In Touch magazine, the couple showed up at Lauren Conrad's party for the cast of The Hills, but only walked the red carpet. Then they turned around and left. They never went inside.
That's funny.
Sources say they knew no one wanted them there, so they figured why bother going in. Maybe they have a point. But if that's the case, they shouldn't enter any building ever, really.
Right, because
everyone hates them, and no one really wants them in anything. Amy Winehouse and her husband have apparently left rehab yet again.
Oh, they went back in again?
Yeah. They went in, and they got out, and then they went in, and now they're out.
Oh.
Now, they left the first time after a day. How long were they in this time?
A couple days. Yeah, apparently it was a UK facility, and no longer getting any treatment. As a side note, Amy has scrapped her entire North American tour. A spokesperson for the singer released a statement yesterday saying it was the, and I quote, rigors involved with touring that are just too much for Amy right now.
The rigors.
Yeah.
Yet Ozzy Osbourne manages to survive a tour. At his age and his health, Amy Winehouse, it's too much.
Listen. I'm not saying it's an easy gig being a singer. But they basically fly you to the city, and then you go to the hotel, and you sleep, and you wake up, and you go to the concert, and you do a couple hours, and then you get back in the bus, and that's it. Not that rigorous.
Probably all the after parties that they are worried
about. Well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, constantly shooting your veins up with heroin or something, that's rigorous.
That's a problem.
But the actual touring, not so much. And I know Kevin loves Maroon 5.
What?
Sure.
Well, Kevin, you've always asked us to give up the love for Maroon 5. I mean, you asked us over and
Grammys,
over and over again. No, just in general. I hear you just around the office.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
Oh, my
I know
God.
You're always asking for that.
Not a big fan.
But apparently Adam Levine.
Yes.
Adam. Maroon 5, you know, he scores with all the broads. He gets a ton of tail.
All the hot
inexplicably,
ones.
Right?
But he's not much of a gentleman.
Really?
In the Russian magazine Exile, he gave an interview this month in which he claims he broke up with Maria Sharapova because she wasn't much fun in the sack for him.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up. Spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
What? He says she wouldn't make enough noise during their sex for him.
She wouldn't make enough noise.
Yeah. You know what you do? Get a fork and just stick it in her thigh. And her
then you'll hear some noise?
Yeah.
You get the idea, though, that if if a girl's super hot her whole life and worshipped, she doesn't really have to work at it much, I would guess, in the sack.
Yeah.
It's Maria Sharapova, may I remind you?
I know.
Yeah.
How much noise does she really need to make to None. Make you happy?
I don't know.
Just being there, being Maria Sharapova and whatnot.
I'm trying to think how long she could be dead and I'd still want to be with her.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm just saying that's how little she would have to do to make me happy.
You would like her then, because according to the interview, he says he can't express how disappointed he was. He likened her bedroom demeanor to that of a dead frog, Bean. So maybe it's good for you.
He's a homo.
And that isn't good for you.
He claims she got angry if he started to make any noise because it would ruin her concentration.
What the hell?
He was so bummed out, he said he had to go on the prescription medication Paxil for a month because he was so disillusioned.
Shut up.
This is Weekly World News now at this point.
Dude, this is the Russian magazine Exile, and they are known for their journalistic
They do good work. Exile.
Integrity.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
Top 10 TV shows last week. Want to know what they are?
Nope. Sure. None of my watch.
NCIS, number 10. NCIS.
What is it?
I don't know. It's four letters. I think it's NICUS.
It's the Navy Championship of International
Soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
that
that's the Mark Harmon show on CBS.
Mark Harmon.
I think.
He does good work.
Don't watch that one.
So You Think You Can Dance, number 9. Sure. Without a Trace, number 8. Sure. 2.5 Men, number 7.
Mm-hmm.
The original CSI in reruns, number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, by the way, reruns of CSI. People would rather watch reruns of something they've already seen than see anything new when it comes to CSI. That's how good that is. Hell's Kitchen.
You get her off. Get out of my kitchen.
Oh, that's the guy that
That's
yells.
Every episode of that show. Number 5, Singing Bee. Number 4. The good news is the... So You Forgot the Lyrics, What the Hell's Wrong With You? Fell out of the top 10, so that's not in the top 10.
That's good.
So You Think You Can Dance, again, the Thursday edition came in at number 3, 60 Minutes at number 2, and America's Got Talent, still the number 1 show on American television.
Do not watch one of those shows, not one.
You didn't see the big grand finale of America's Got Talent last night, the big live finale?
Hasselhoff performed?
Oh, did he ever.
Yes?
Oh. Singing...
what song?
Singing the song from Les Miserables, the Broadway show... at this moment, or, this is the moment. Oh, it's spectacular. I'll pull it for
Why?
You.
Why?
I'll give you a little taste. Why? Because this was the moment. They were going to name the champion of the show, so this is their moment.
I see the tie-in.
And he was horrible. I was watching, I said, if he was auditioning for the show, he wouldn't get past the first round.
They would all yell at him
and say... It's spectacular, because he was, he has no range. And so when he ever had to hit the high notes, he'd go... This is the moment, until then I... We'd go to the like, weird faux operatic sort of tenor voice that was just wet your pants funny. Could not have been happier with that performance last night.
Oh, that's great.
And by the way, my my imitating singing ventriloquist won the whole thing.
Did he?
Won the whole thing last night.
He was
night,
the guy you were most impressed with.
I was very pleased to see him win the whole thing. And I'd also like to thank, on a TV note, I'd like to thank Fox... for putting on an entire television show just for me last night. I appreciate it.
What was that?
On the Lot.
Oh,
the
yeah.
finale of On the Lot was on last night. And I'm the last guy watching, and they decided to put it on anyway. And I really appreciate that they would put on a show just for one guy, and that was me watching.
Turns out that was still on. Top 10.
No, it did not make the top 10.
Or top 100.
But the dude won the competition, and Spielberg came out and gave him a $1 million contract with DreamWorks Films last night. So,
did Spielberg tell him,
don't be a sucker?
I think he did. That was his only advice.
Okay.
How do you get to meet Spielberg and get $1 million just for being able to sing through a ventriloquist, Ralph? I'm very confused.
Oh, Gilligan. You'll never get off this island.
Different show.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley all those years ago. She's 60 years old today. Hello, Laverne. Hello, Shirley. Tori Amos, our pal Tori Amos, is 44 years old today. GZA from the Wu-Tang Clan turns 41. Mad props to GZA.
Who's
GZA?
Dude, GZA.
I knew RZA.
The genius, the GZA.
GZA, GZA. And, of course, it's time for our weekly DeBarge birthday. James DeBarge.
There's no James.
James DeBarge. Oh,
there isn't a James DeBarge.
Keyboardist. Hello? He used to rock the Mad 88s. James did.
He's the one that used to be married to Janet Jackson.
Word.
Those of you that don't recognize the name, DeBarge was a crappy pop band in like the mid-80s.
Crappy?
Oh, dear God, it blew.
Crappy?
Hated them.
Playoffs?
Hated them.
James is 44 years old. Maybe I'll bring a little DeBarge in the next hour just to give people a taste.
Our machine, we tried one time before. It won't stick.
Of how Jimmy D would just rock the keyboards in DeBarge.
He would rock the keytar, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's right. He would actually put on the strap on the keytar and just work it out as they wondered who's dancing with Donna
Who
now.
Is that?
Whatever song they had. What?
They said.
No, they didn't. They said, look at Jimmy D rock
There's
the
no Jimmy
keytar.
D.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Now, yesterday, I don't remember how it came up, but somehow we got into a mini conversation about the Blu-ray versus the HD DVD. And if there's one thing our listeners know, it's that when we start talking about stuff we don't know anything about, it can get pretty bad pretty fast.
Yeah,
so
we started guessing about which companies were behind which ones. We know there's a battle. We're not sure how it's going. So we decided to have somebody who actually knows on the show. Ali Velshi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome back. You're the business and tech guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, although this is one area that I have not ventured in, I've got the most sophisticated home theater system there is. I've got a TV that plays the highest definition. I'm still using a high definition DVD because I've got commitment issues,
yep.
And apparently so does everybody in the industry.
Tell people why you can't choose because of the battle that's going on between the two.
Well, there are two formats. So if you want to use, you want to take advantage of the best high definition there is to watch movies, there are two kinds of players for them. There's high definition DVD, HD DVD, and there's something called Blu-ray. And the problem is that the industry, this is VHS and Beta all over again, the industry has not decided which one it wants to go for. So you have to, they're expensive, first of all. These players are expensive.
Right.
And now you got to make choices as to which one it's going to be or which one you're going to be stuck with, because you could end up having to, use movies that play on one of them or games that play on another one.
Right. If you have a high-def DVD, for example, it won't play if Blu-ray is the one that
And some movie companies are only releasing their DVDs in one format, right?
Yeah, and yesterday, Paramount decided that it's going with HD instead of Blu-ray. The problem here is that, I don't think most people buy their stuff based on what studio they like the most, right? We go to whatever movie we want to see. But the way this is going to matter to you is what is the place that you're renting movies from going to carry? What are most movies going to come out on? And the other thing is the prices are starting to drop for these machines. You can't get a Blu-ray or an HD DVD for less than a few $100. And until they do, they're not going to start moving. But those prices are going to drop, and then you're going to have to make some decisions.
Certainly, and this was a significant week in that people are really starting to choose sides. I mean, there are rental places that are deciding which one they're going to go with. There are retail outlets that are deciding which one they're going to go with. What are they all basing that on? Just on who they've got contracts with?
Well, this is kind of what are the places that, if you're a movie rental place, you want to know where most of the movies are going to come from. You'll remember back in the early 80s, you had movie rental places that had big VHS and big Beta selections, and over time, you started to see the Beta ones disappearing. So it's the same two arguments going on right now. Which one is a better system versus which one is actually going to be the one that catches on? And it's always hard to know. The deciding factor often tends to be who comes out with the machine that more people are going to have.
Right.
If you got an Xbox 360, you can play HD DVD on that, but they're now talking about putting a Blu-ray drive on Xbox 360. So what machine are you going to have? What machine are most people going to have? What's the availability of movies? There's the problem with this is that there's no informed way to make a decision today. If you have to buy one today or you're buying a gift today, there's no way to know. You just got to flip a coin.
Who's behind each side? The major players.
Well, it depends what you mean by major players. In terms of what you're going to watch them on, obviously the fact that Xbox uses the HD system is helpful because lots of people use Xboxes. If you've got the PlayStation, you've got the competing system. So right now, that's the most likelihood you're going to have of having an HD, a high-definition DVD player in your house. It's very high-end for people to actually have a standalone DVD player that is high definition. Samsung has announced it's going to come up with one that plays both, But they're not going to be giving that away.
But even when those come out, I mean, eventually one of them is going to die off. It's just a matter of which one.
Now, tell me about the DVDs, though. Well, if you haven't made a choice, if you have your old DVD player, can you play both those DVDs on your old player?
You don't get them you won't get the benefit of it. You wouldn't bother because you wouldn't see the high definition.
Oh, okay.
It's the way it processes the signal so that it's as pure and fantastic. And I have watched them. They are pure and fantastic. Either one of them would be seen as fantastic by most people. And clearly the market is telling you that while people like high definition, you know, I've got it and I think it's fantastic. Life went on without it. The bigger deal in entertainment today is customization. The bigger deal is whether, you know, choosing the songs that go on your iPod or using a TiVo or using a digital video recorder, control of your time dominates people's interest more than an incrementally better picture.
We're talking to Ali Velshi, who's the CNN business and tech correspondent, about HD DVD and Blu-ray. And like he says, it is pretty expensive right now, but it comes down rather quickly usually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would imagine that by the holiday season, we'll see those drops, because last year was the year of the flat screen TV where the prices came down 40%. You know what that resulted in. Everybody you know got themselves a flat screen TV.
Right,
so I
think
if the DVD player makers are smart, they'll make 2007, 2008 the year of high definition DVD.
Now, the movie studios aren't putting out both, are they?
No, they're not. They're making choices about which ones they want, and they're not all sticking to the same choice, which, you know, further confuses things. Now, what you can be sure of is, like VHS and Beta, it is going to shake down, and they're all going to come over to one side. I just kind of wish these things would happen ahead of time, and in some industries, they don't happen at all. We still have different plugs for cell phones, and we still have different plugs all over the world, so I'm hoping that they are sooner than later going to say, all right, you know what, we're all going down this road. But the manufacturers like Microsoft with the Xbox and Sony with the PlayStation, well, they've all made commitments to the way they're going, so they're going to lobby very hard to get it done their way.
So, Ali, it clearly won't be this Christmas when the decision is made. How about next year? Is that even too soon?
I think it probably will, because I think what they're going to find is that there are a few suckers like me who are prepared to be an early adopter and drop a lot of money, to try out whatever's new.
Right.
Most people aren't suckers. Most people are going to say, too early to buy this. You can tell when things start to work, they take off. GPSs in cars, there's a perfect example. Now they're easy to use, they're easy to understand, and the prices are starting to drop. Now you see people buying these things, either as options or over at Best Buy. This has not happened with HD. I can go down the street and have a conversation with 15 people, and they might be able to tell me what Blu-ray is or HD DVD is, but nobody really knows.
If you had to take a guess, which one is going to win?
Well,
Blu-ray?
I tend not to bet against Microsoft on a lot of things in life. It's too early to guess, because if I were smart enough guess, I'd probably buy one of those units. in part of my reviewing of things, I often compare. There's not even any point in comparing these two, because they're both so good, they just need to make a choice.
All right.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for continuing to muddy the waters for us, Ali. We appreciate that.
Invite me back on something. I'm really clear on where the future is going, and I'll be happy to talk to you about that.
That's the problem here, is there's just no answer yet.
We're getting too excited about it too early is what the problem is. So we'll just have to sit and wait on this.
I've got an answer.
All right, there you go.
Ali Velshi is the senior business correspondent and host of Your Money, which airs Saturdays at 10 o'clock on CNN. Good job, Ali. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Good talking to you.
Sister producer Alex has been unbearable today, knowing we were going to talk to Jason Statham on the phone. Have you been listening to her, the stuff she's been saying?
Yes.
Is this what we're like, Lisa, when we have a hottie coming on?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? You're times 10.
We're just as bad.
She's just walking around going, squirty, squirt, squirt. It's icky is what it is. Anyway, we're always excited to welcome our next guest to the show. He co-stars with Jet Li in a new film called War, opening up everywhere on Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Statham back on the Kevin and Bean program.
Hey, Jason.
Morning, Jason. How are you, dude?
How are we doing?
Doing fine. Always great to catch up with you. How's the war, man? Do you love it?
Well, I think the last time I came on your show was not so long, but actually.
It wasn't too long ago.
It was in New York,
ago, no.
Wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I think it was in
the
New York.
The last time I saw you, I didn't want to bug you, but the last time I saw you was at Coachella, the night of Rage Against the Machine.
Hope you haven't got any incriminating pictures.
No, I don't, but I've got some good stories. I'll keep those to myself, though. I've seen you fight.
Okay.
Apparently, Jason was very popular with the ladies at Coachella, as I understand it.
What's that?
Oh, the ladies follow Jason around everywhere he goes. It's pathetic. All right. Tell us about War with Jet Li. How'd this come about?
It was something that sort of say my way through Steve Chasman, who's produced a lot of films for me now. He's responsible for Transporter 1 and 2, and he also looks after Jet, so he thought it'd be great to put us all back together again, seeing as we did a movie years ago that wasn't really what it was expected to be. You know, I did a film with Jet, I can't remember how many years ago, but I never actually got to fight him. So it was almost like this came at the right time, and it was a chance for me to, you know, put straight what I wanted to do all those years ago. So we actually go, you know, get to go head to head. It's you know, quite exciting for me to be able to do that with old Jet.
Now, he plays an assassin, you play an FBI agent.
That's correct.
And
yeah,
he kills your partner.
Yeah.
And you like that or you don't like that?
Well, you could probably assume I don't like that.
Don't like that.
Yeah. You know, the partner I grew up with, and, you know, he wipes out the whole family and everything. So he feels a certain amount of guilt, and he's trying to sort of rectify all the bad feelings that he has. He screws his whole life up. He becomes obsessed. And the only way to, you know, alleviate the problems he has is by, you know, finding the guy responsible. So it's one of those type of films with plenty of action. It's very dark and very violent at times, and it's got a good twist and a good story to it. So
sure. Now, Jason, you've done a fair amount of movies at this point, and you've done a lot of action up on screen, but I would imagine when you're going head-to-head or hand-to-hand with a guy like Jet Li, you really have to bring it. I mean, that is a guy – I mean, he's about at the top of the food chain when it comes to this kind of work, right?
Absolutely. I mean, he is number one. I mean, he's got, you know, so much experience. I mean, he was the, like, Wushu champion of China when he was, like, 14, 15 years old, so – you know, you don't get that sort of that title from being no good. I mean, he is number one. So, yeah, when you're in the company of somebody like that, you have to bring your A game. Yeah, so it helps you come out of you know, it helps you raise the bar for yourself. You know, it's a great way to, you know, to do a great scene.
Yeah, I imagine you don't want to look bad, and since you know he's going to look good at it, you probably put in the time necessary to really kind of pull it off.
Yeah, he doesn't actually have to do much rehearsing. He's got it all down pat, you know?
I'm sure.
Are there, I know you're a young 35, but are there any days in the kinds of work that you do, the kind of movies that you're in, where you go, I am too old for this, I can't do this again today?
No, but I'm sure it'll come eventually. Right now I'm quite happy trying to, you know, trying to give myself that kind of a fright. At the moment, I'm, you know, everything still works, but as the years progress, I'm sure I'll be wanting somebody else to do it for me.
Well, I got to tell you, this I love just about everything you've been in. Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch, The Transporters, Crank was
Crank.
Great.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you in War this Friday.
Great stuff.
Thank you, man. We appreciate having you on today.
All the best.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Psycho Mike, how many friends you got on MySpace right now? How many people you got on your list?
I don't know exactly. I'm going to say 2,500, something like
that. Yeah, because we're talking to a guy just after 7 who has 200,000 friends on his MySpace list. So stick around for that coming up. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Ralph.
Can we change the terminology for that?
From friends?
Yeah, because they're really not your friends, are
yeah.
they?
No.
Psycho Mike has 2,500 friends.
Yeah.
Guy doesn't go out with anybody, anytime, anywhere to do anything. Doesn't have dinner with anybody, doesn't call anyone, doesn't
hides
sit down
house.
And watch a movie with anyone. He doesn't have 2,500 friends. That's just
right.
The biggest lie ever.
Ralph's got a good point. I would say I have 17 friends and then 2,400 and like 70 people.
People who clicked on a button for you.
Yeah.
We should call them button clickers, really, because they're not friends.
I have Tom as a friend. That's it.
Oh, that's cool.
That's all.
You guys hang, right?
Just
all
Tom.
The time? You hang out?
I've never really, no.
Oh, well, he's not really your friend then, is he? Oh, last night, did you watch America's Got Talent, the grand finale?
No.
Oh,
so
yep.
Sad I missed it.
Excitement? I can't begin to tell you. Because it came down to the big fat singer with the guitar and then the less fat ventriloquist.
Oh, that was the guy you liked.
Who I loved.
Yeah.
And America saw things my way and gave it to the less fat ventriloquist dude.
He goes about
did America vote? Is that how the
did
person
they,
was elected?
They voted the crap out of that show.
Is that right?
Okay.
Oh, and it's the number one show in America, by the way, according to the Nielsen ratings.
Wow.
And not only did he win, hands down, but they gave him $1 million. That was the grand prize.
Wow.
And they hooked him up. He's going to be performing at Bally's in Vegas.
at the Jubilee Theater there.
How about that?
And I would go see this dude, because I told you, this guy does remarkably spot-on singing impressions. But it's hard enough to sing well. And then it's really hard to imitate other people who sing well, like Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra and, you know, Bruce Springsteen and all these other people that he does. But then to not move your mouth at all while you're doing it, I think is a sign of the devil. I think somehow it's like got to be Satan working in his head somehow, because it just doesn't seem right. Anyway, the highlight for me was the Hoff, though. The Hoff comes out, entertains everyone with a little Broadway number of his own. You want to hear a taste of the Hoff just emoting all over the place?
He loves to himself, doesn't he?
He was very happy with himself last night.
This is the moment. This is the time.
Game.
When the momentum and the moments are in rhyme.
Game.
Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at last. This is the
I don't know. I think he's every bit as talented as Tay Zonde, who sings Chocolate Rain.
I was thinking last night, if he had auditioned for this show, he wouldn't have gotten through the second
round. That's right.
Yeah.
But he's a judge. I was just asking the guys in the studio, why would he put himself up there as...
Because he has to be the Hoff 24/7.
But you never see Simon Cowell say, okay, now I'm going to get up on stage and sing, because that's not what he's good at.
I know.
And there's nothing the Hoff thinks he's not good at.
They're not the Hoff.
That's true.
I guess they're not the Hoff. Did he celebrate after the show last night, do you think?
He did, yeah.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. I'll be fine.
His daughter's talking about his singing there, by the way, not his drinking. Promise me you're going to stop.
This is the moment.
He was probably singing it all night to her.
Yeah.
This is a mess.
Sure is. Top 10 best asses in Hollywood.
Oh.
In Touch magazine sure loves their lists, don't they?
Yeah.
This week it's the top 10 best booties in Hollywood, as they call it.
Booties.
Is that booties?
Both guys and girls or just girls?
Just the ladies.
Excellent.
Who cares about man
That's
ass?
That's what I'm saying.
Except for Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike.
Number 10 on that list, Eva Longoria. I gotta give him a high five on that. She's got like a peach. You could fit the whole thing in an ashtray. Her ass. It's so tiny and firm and petite. You could just sit it right in an ashtray.
Until she has those 10 kids she's talking about.
Yeah. And you couldn't fit it in a garbage can. Mariah Carey, they say, has an excellent pooper.
Really?
Yeah.
I see that.
She's quite big. In the ass.
She's beefy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not always a bad thing, though.
I don't disagree.
I like a good size booty sometimes. Cameron Diaz, number 8 on the list.
Nope.
She's got the body of a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, she's got boy butt. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure it's firm.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, you know.
As is a boy's, but that doesn't make sense. Shouldn't be on this list.
Fergie, number 7.
Yes.
She works her ass off in the gym, as you can tell. Yes. Her body is just killer. Halle Berry, number 6 on the list.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyra Banks, number 5.
Nope.
No way.
No.
That cottage cheese ass of hers? Who are they kidding?
What's wrong with her?
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
See, if even by her own admission.
If she's volunteering that she's a fat ass, you can't put her on the best booty list.
Right.
Shame on you, In Touch. Kim Kardashian, number 4.
Yeah.
She's diabolical, to use your word.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Man.
Her body's just nuts. Jessica Biel.
Of course.
Sure.
Wait, who's number
3rd
one,
on the
then?
List?
Sure.
You were thinking Bill's number 1?
With a bullet.
How about the other Jessica?
Alba?
Yeah.
Strong
guy. Alba's not on the list.
Oh.
Beyonce. Number 2 on the list. Number She's bootylicious. Got to give her that.
So who would be number 1?
Who do you think?
J-Lo.
Oprah. Come on. The world's most famous ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jennifer Lopez, number 1 on the list.
Got to be.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm just tired of her ass,
She's
I guess.
She's the most recognizable ass, but I don't think it's the best.
It's the most famous ass in all of Hollywood by far, right?
Sure.
I mean,
yes,
go ahead.
Yeah, I got an email from a listener yesterday who saw Out of Sight for the first time this week. And we all forget how great she was and what a promising acting career she had back then.
Yeah.
When she broke onto the scene with that movie with George Clooney. Remember how great she was in that movie? Just
awesome,
so cute and so good.
She's a real talented actress.
Yeah,
let's hear two more. I'm just surprised on this list. I mean, here's 10 names of women on this list,
right.
The 10 best booties in Hollywood.
Right.
I mean, you got a lot of big names on there. You got your Halle Berry, your Kim Kardashian, Jessica Biel. There's a lot of names on there.
Sure.
But number one, still, when you get all through to it, I mean...
Oh, God, here we go again.
Regardless of whatever, how much space this takes up in InTouch magazine, I'm
Uh-oh,
saying...
this isn't good.
They found a way to get Jennifer Lopez on that list, and I'm just stunned because given all the names on this list, all the high-powered celebrity names...
Boring!
Still... found a way to squeeze Jennifer Lopez in here on this list.
How did they do it,
How do you suppose that's possible?
Well, this is turning out to be a total waste of time.
Here's my theory, okay?
Yes.
I believe that no matter how much high-powered female talent you have on any given list in any given situation, when you come down to it, in the final analysis, when the bread has been pulled out of the oven and is cooling...
What are you talking about now?
I'm going to tell you like this. If you don't shut your ass up, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, there's always room for J-Lo.
Yay! Yay!
Oh, the kids love it, don't they? Don't the kids just love it?
The prepackaged kids in that sound effect.
I love prepackaged kids. They stay fresh for much longer than the natural organic kids.
That is true.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake are reportedly going to record a duet together.
She could be so lucky as hot as he is now.
The New York Post says that Justin wrote the song specifically with her in mind.
Really?
It would have been produced by Timbaland, but she backed out at the last minute.
Are you
before
kidding?
The recording session without giving any reason.
Oh, wow.
He might be one of the hottest producers in the world now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why would she do that? That's what she needs. What an idiot.
She would give no reason or excuse to Justin or to the producer. Except for the fact that she's in a big hurry to destroy her career.
This is Justin who, let's face it, by any standards, is doing her a favor
huge
by letting
favor. Huge
her
favor.
Be on his album.
Yeah. Now her record label is worried because Britney has no big number to perform at the MTV Video Music Awards if she wants to make some sort of big comeback appearance at the beginning of that show. It would be great to be able to come out and do a duet with Justin Timberlake.
Of course. Like of course.
For her career. Now she has no material, no smash hit, nothing ready to go in the can, so... She's horked.
She can always lip sync one of her old songs. Poorly.
Wouldn't that be sad if she came out all flabby doing Oops, I Did It Again or something, lip syncing to it, and we just started throwing
one more time.
Rotten vegetables at her and human feces.
Oh my God. Why would people be throwing that?
I don't know. This is how it plays out in my mind.
Justin did get her virginity, though, back when she was still hot, though, so you got to give him credit for that.
All right. He gets credit
for
that.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard a singer, worst decision I've ever heard him make.
Well, she was probably hungover or something, decided not to roll into the studio
Timberlake.
That day.
Yeah, don't want that.
And Jessica Biel, the more I hear about her, the more I just think she's just great. New York Daily News reports that her friend and business partner, Michelle Purple, that's right, her name's Michelle Purple,
yeah,
asked her to throw her a baby shower. And usually when these women, I don't know if you've ever been to one of these things, sometimes they have co-ed baby showers, which is just don't do that.
Don't ever do
people,
that.
People, by the way.
Right. Horrible idea.
But usually it's just, opening presents, and then you make like a baby bonnet out of ribbons and crap, and there's punch and cookies.
It's horrible.
Here's what Jessica did.
I hate
this
them.
From a woman.
Okay? I hate them.
Michelle's baby shower went like this. Jessica Biel planned it. A beach party complete with tacos, quesadillas, margaritas, shirtless cabana boys, and strippers, male strippers for entertainment for everybody
who's
there.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. That's how you entertain everyone else who's not having the baby.
Wow.
Think about your audience, people. That's all we're asking. Today's celebrity birthdays, GZA from Wu-Tang Clan is 41 years old today. You know it's a week... day and birthdays when I'm kicking off with GZA, by the way. Sometimes you can just tell how things are going to go. Singer Tori Amos, our pal Tori, is 44 years old today. And James DeBarge, still trying to hunt down some DeBarge music for everyone.
Well,
to,
sorry, we're not going to be able to do that.
To kick it with.
That's bad music.
He's 44 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is Too Much Show, and we're very excited to welcome back to the program Tom Anderson, who you know as everyone's friend. He is the president of MySpace.com. Tom, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
How are you? Doing great.
Very good. Thank you. What are you up to now personally? You got about 200,000 friends now on your page?
About 200 million. Come on.
200 million? 200 million friends on your page. Do you think that perhaps you're giving a little bit too much meaning to the word friend?
Maybe.
Tom, are you offended when people delete you as a friend?
Not at all.
No, I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay, good. Because I have zero friends, so I just wondered if that hurt your feelings at all. Well, listen, the reason Tom is on today is because MySpace, you know, is not just a place for Rodney to go to meet people to hang out with on the weekend. It's actually a place where so many things are going on, including live concerts. What do you got going on tonight?
We got a very cool thing. It's actually today. It starts around 1:30.
And this is why we wanted to mention it, because we got a lot of listeners that go to work and they're miserable.
Right.
So we're going to give them something to do today all afternoon, starting at 1:30.
Yeah.
Right. You can log in while you're at work, annoy the boss. It's the Project Revolution concert with Linkin Park, Taking Back Sunday, My Chemical Romance, and a bunch of other really big bands. This is like a 7 or 8 hour mega concert. And it's live on MySpace today.
Now, what is your thinking behind an event like this, Tom? Why do you do stuff like this?
We just think it's a cool thing to give to the users. You know, we've always had a big music focus on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And we've started doing a bunch of different streaming events. We did a TI in Chicago. We've done some other things. And I think this is probably our longest and probably biggest one. And Project Revolution is an exciting thing, and not everyone can get to see it.
This is relatively new for MySpace, right, as far as
stuff? We've been doing these for a few months now.
Fantastic.
Seeing if users like it, and we'll keep doing it. Seeing the response has been really big so far. So
today, starting at 1:30, you're at work, you're bored, you can tune in, you can see him and Placebo, and you can see My Chemical Romance, and you can see Linkin Park, and then the boss comes around, you just have to click on something else, make it look like you're busy.
Right.
Right.
Very simple.
It's a good deal. Well, I mean, I guess that's part of what your job is to figure out new ways to make MySpace a vital part of the user experience. Look for new reasons for them to come to the page. Aren't you the biggest website in the world now, Tom?
We're the biggest in the U.S. in terms of page views. I'm serving the most pages every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think we're the biggest in the world. I think Yahoo still has that distinction.
Gotcha.
We saw listeners emailed us maybe a week ago or something like that, to tell us that on the front page of MySpace was our song, Brow Down.
Brow Down. Glendale's my town. Brow Down. I love System of a Down. Brow Down. Because I'm Armenian, bro, covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe.
And we thought, well, how does that happen?
We have editors who take in suggestions from the users and read through it all. So somebody liked that video a lot and got the attention of the editors, and they featured it.
That was just the most bizarre thing.
Do you have any idea how wrong and how offensive that song and that video are, Tom? I mean, we're opening ourselves up to much hate from the Armenian community, and it seems like, you know, you're bringing that on yourself when you start putting it on the front page of MySpace.
I think that's right. I think it got deleted.
I do have to tell you, though, a majority of the email that we get from Armenian people is that they laugh and think it's funny.
Yeah.
There's a few that are going to be mad no matter what, and you just go, whatever. But
we appreciated the props, Tom. That was very cool to have that up on the front page. It was awesome. We got a guy named Dave who did that song for us here, and he was proud to be worldwide for a few days, man.
No problem.
All right, so go to myspace.com/nowwhat, and you can see today, starting at 1:30, Project Revolution stream live.
Right.
All right, Tom. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon.
You know, everybody's had a bad day here or there. You know, you get a poor performance review at work, or maybe, you get stuck in bad traffic on the way home. I don't think many of us have had a day as bad as Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf. Do you?
Probably not, no. Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf I have not heard of before, but he performs at the Circus of Horrors in Edinburgh. What's that, Scotland?
Scotland, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apparently he hangs from a vacuum cleaner. By his penis.
Oh, Lord.
And only by his penis. Hanging from it.
So he's a little dwarf, yes, who attaches the hose from the Hoover, as they call it in Britain, and just hangs on stage from it. And that went horribly awry somehow?
Yes, it did. And we have him on the phone, and I thought maybe we should check in with Captain Dan and just find out how things are going. Captain?
Oi, how you doing?
Well, we're good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing better than you, I can probably imagine.
Oh, are you, really?
Well, I'm just saying.
Up yours, Yank.
Well, it sounds like it was a very embarrassing night, but we don't want to jump to any conclusions. What's supposed to happen in that particular performance piece that you do, Captain?
I'm the demon dwarf, man.
Right.
Right.
I'm a demon dwarf.
Right.
So I do the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do a show where I take my willy
right.
and I stick it in an industrial-size shop vac.
Right.
All right. We've all done that.
Right. It's crazy, man. It's demonic.
And then you hang from it.
That's right. I'm suspended by my Johnson.
Now, what went wrong this time? Because you ended up in the hospital, from what I read.
Well, the nozzle off the vacuum cleaner broke off.
Right.
And so it was showtime, and we had to stick it back on again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I said to my mate, I said, look, go get me some, like, super glue. And we'll glue the nozzle back on the hose.
Okay.
Makes sense, sure.
So he did it about 8 seconds before I stuck my Johnson in there. Turns out you have to let the glue dry first.
Yeah.
And so I stuck it in, and the next thing you know, I'm stuck to a vacuum cleaner.
And I see.
It breaks, you fall, you've got the nozzle on, and it's super glued.
Yeah, the vacuum cleaner was attached to my tackle.
Wow,
and
right.
I had to rush to the hospital and have them, try to extricate me from the demonic vacuum cleaner. Ah, it was possessed by demons. Ah, I'm Captain Dead. Ah.
That's a bad day at work right there. Now, did everybody at the hospital laugh?
No, they didn't, because I have a massive penis.
Right.
All they did was look in awe and say, oh, man, he must be excellent in bed. Because look at the size of his penis. It's half his body weight.
Usually what happens here in America is the hospital is abuzz with the people gossiping. And you got to come see room two. You got to come see it.
Well, they wouldn't dare do that with me because I'm Captain Dan.
I guess so, yeah.
I'm the captain.
Right.
You're the captain of what, Dan?
I'm a captain in Old Navy.
In Old Navy?
I used to work at Old Navy as a sweater folder. And I was so good at folding sweaters that they said, all right, here's your commission. You're a captain
they
now.
They made you a captain for folding sweaters.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love any story that includes the words penis, vacuum cleaner, and horribly awry. I mean, this one just has it all, Captain Dan.
It's demonic, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And it's all I told you don't plug that in.
What's going on?
What happened?
Don't plug it in.
Captain?
Unplug it. Oh, cool. Blimey.
What happened?
They haven't gotten it off yet, quite frankly.
It's still stuck?
Yeah. So this pal of mine thinks it's funny to keep plugging it in. I keep begging him not to.
That'd be pretty hard to resist, I would imagine.
Yeah, I've got like 3 foot of penis now. Every time I plug it in, I get stretched.
Oh.
I'd like to get my legs stuck in a vacuum cleaner.
It could be normal size.
Hey, who's laughing?
Who's laughing there?
That's my mate, Omar. I keep plugging in a vacuum cleaner.
Wait a minute. Omar's your mate, too?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He gets around, don't he?
You should tell him to shut up when you're doing this.
He can't help it. I'm so demonic.
All right, Captain Dan. Well, good luck with that.
All right, then. I can get you a discount at the Old Navy if you need it.
No, we're good. Thank you, though.
All right, then.
All right, time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. You can call on any topic. This guy clearly not listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Have you ever called anyone like that in your life?
No. But at least the good news is we know he's not listening to Seacrest either.
That's true, yeah. This is one of our listeners, unfortunately.
What is it about taking a good in the morning to start off your day that makes you feel just invigorating? Double flusher this morning, yes.
Oh, don't feel the need.
Money.
Gross.
I just do that to torture Bean. Here's a guy who was listening to another radio station and called to tell us how bad it was. And we appreciate that. We have spies out there.
Hey, I was just listening to Mark and Brian. And those idiots just spent 20 minutes talking about flies. Oh, those guys.
Yeah, that was sure bad that they did that and not us.
Where do the flies go at night? Where do they go? Where do they go? Where do the flies go at night? When I turn out the lights...
Another one of their listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, must be.
Apparently. Yesterday was the 18th birthday of Hayden Panettiere.
Yes.
The cheerleader on Heroes.
Oh, Hayden Panettiere. I'd f*** her like a screen door in a hurricane. I can say that now. You know, because she's 18. Screen door.
Screen door indeed. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this ever happened. I don't have a favorite planet. But Bean has always talked about the former planet, Pluto, as being his favorite.
You mean the best planet,
like,
Pluto?
It's not even a planet anymore, let's be honest. But I don't have a favorite. I don't even have that category. But this guy is calling to side with Bean.
Hey, Bean. Pluto.
Oh, wait. No, he's not.
Oh, that's how dare you? He's Kevin, not. Why wouldn't Earth be your favorite planet?
You do have
a favorite planet.
I just don't have that category. I never think.
Well, you only live on one of them. It seems like that has to be your favorite.
But I've never said my favorite planet is.
It's not like he can live on another one.
It's not a part of me.
Well, he could if he liked it enough.
I've never had the conversation where I said my favorite planet is. Fill in the blank.
Well, you're missing out because Pluto rules.
Please, 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 please quit talking about Chris Sarantakos and playing that stupid song. I can't get that damn song out of my head.
I know.
Chris. Angel is a big douchebag. I'm sick of it.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag.
Here it is for you.
The douchiest of all.
I don't know if you've seen a picture of Jenna Jameson lately.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Ducky. Yeah.
Not skyrocketing in the hotness department. And we love her.
We sure do.
She's nice, all bones.
Nice lady. I'm telling you, when she burst onto the scene, when she was 23, 24, 25, hottest woman in the world.
Dude, a sad day in America when a beautiful woman like Jenna Jameson with her perfect fake breasts decides to have plastic surgery, not to make them bigger, but to take them out. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say, America. God bless big fake.
Not going to be able to play that when we're on in Jordan, by the way.
No, you're right about that. I think it's a combination of a bunch of things going on with Miss Jameson. I think having the implants removed is part of it. I think Lisa's right. She lost so much weight that she's way bony. And it looks like she's had some plastic surgery on her face to try to... I don't know why she had a perfect face before, but her lips are all funky now, and it's kind of sad. I'm glad she made all those extra movies and put them in the can before she started the downward spiral.
Bean, you have the chocolate rain for us so we can...
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
You think you get the Chris Angel song stuck in your head. You hear this one time, you'll never forget it. That's for sure.
Bean is gay. He likes to take it in the ass. Bean is gay. He's ass up and face down in the hay. Bean is gay. Because only he would fantasize about Tina Fey. Bean is gay. In his defense, that's all he has to say. Bean is gay.
Not much. I don't applaud the message, but I do have to give him some points for creativity of the song. Right now, Ralph Garman's got the showbiz beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, boys and girls. I heard you talking earlier today, that Wall Street Journal dude or somebody about Blu-ray versus
CNN, right?
CNN, yeah. DVD.
Yeah.
Listener Greg in Pasadena sent me this email, which brings up an excellent point, which pretty much ends the conversation, I think.
Oh, good.
The important thing to mention, Ralph, is that the porn industry has already committed to HD DVD.
Is that right?
If you remember when Sony did not go to porn with the Betamax, Beta died. The same thing is happening now. Sony will not let the porn industry go Blu-ray. Blu-ray, RIP. Greg in Pasadena.
How about
As
that?
The porn goes, so goes the country.
It was the demise of Beta when they started putting porn on VHS. So maybe that is an indicator where to invest your money, people. Just a little tip.
It is amazing how many technological advances porn has been responsible for. I mean, that's kind of, you know, we got cable off the ground, a lot of other industries.
It's the leader in all technological advances, in my opinion. I think the old man will always apply anything he can do to increase his erotica.
Do you want high-def porn, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see glistening. You know what I'm saying? I want to see a lot of glistening.
Nope, don't know what you're saying at all.
I want to see some glistening.
I want to know how long...
Am I making myself
long...
clear with the glistening?
Yes, you
yes,
are.
We all got right. you. We know. I want to know how long after the first movie camera was invented, how long did it take before there was a naked woman put in front of one? It had to be within a few days.
Almost immediately.
Yeah. And before the director said,
here's the money shot.
Same thing with the still camera, too, by the way. Some of the earliest rotogravure, they call them, the earliest photographs were of the naked chicks.
And rightfully so.
Cave paintings on the walls in caves, sex positions. Ever since man has had a way to express himself, it's all about the boner. So keep that in mind, people. All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Speaking of boners, Sienna Miller may look shy and sweet, but if you see her enjoying her summer vacation in the London Sun British tabloid, you'll notice that, that's right, she's only wearing bikini bottoms. Hi, how are you?
Oh, yeah, I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
She's so adorable.
Yeah.
I just love her the most.
Did you see interview, Ralph? Did you see that with her and Steve Buscemi?
I did.
Was it good?
Yes. I thought it was excellent. I think she's really one of the few super beautiful actresses who also happens to be really enormously talented. Usually you don't get both of that in one package, unless you're Charlize.
Sure.
But, she's great. Keira Knightley, also in the news, did an interview in the British newspaper, the Radio Times, talking about the fact that she gets frightened when kids say they want to be famous. She says whenever she meets young kids who come up to her and say they want to be a star like her, she warns them that celebrity is not that important. It's not that great to be famous. And more importantly, beauty is only skin deep. Notice it's always the smoking hot people who say beauty is only skin deep.
Sure.
Yeah, naturally.
Kira says when you see her on the cover of a magazine, someone else has done her hair, makeup, airbrushed the heck out of her. She said, I really don't look like that, and I try to instill that to young women when I meet them. She's trying to encourage ugliness. I'm not sure I can get behind that.
Ugliness does go all the way to the bone.
It does.
Or however.
Is there going to be a new Wonder Woman up on the big screen? Absolutely. Warner Brothers is working on a feature film version of the classic comic book superheroine. However, it's been debated for some time who's going to play her. According to Star Magazine, it may be Katie Holmes.
I love her. I want to see her in that.
I don't think she has the gravitas for Wonder Woman. Yeah, Wonder Woman's got to be like a big ass-kicking sort of sexy superwoman.
She seems a little slight for the role.
Yeah.
But she's huge.
Katie Holmes is huge?
Yeah.
She's tall.
You mean tall. She's tall.
She's really tall.
But I don't think she, like, emotionally, she doesn't have it. I mean,
yeah.
I think she has the look, but I agree with Ralph. I don't think she has what it takes.
Has to be she doesn't strike me as a woman. You're like a woman in that role. You're like a Catherine Zeta-Jones or some sort of woman.
Good call on that one. There was a lot of talk, remember, about Rachel Bilson when she wore the Wonder Woman suit on the OC, and everybody said, oh, she'd be such a... Same problem with her, though. She's just so slight.
What about Beyonce? I know she's black, but...
So what?
Mike, she's black.
I know, I'm just saying, I know. I mean, typically Wonder Woman's been white, but I think Beyonce would be a kick-ass Wonder Woman.
But she's black.
I'd put her as Wonder Woman.
I think she'd be fine as Wonder Woman.
She's black.
She's hot.
That's fine.
Hot.
There's no reason why she can't be Wonder Woman, Ralph.
She's black.
What the hell?
So?
What's wrong with you? Just saying she's black.
Right.
Well, so we know that, but how's that relevant to whether she'd be a good Wonder Woman or not?
You can see her right through the invisible plane then.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's nighttime.
At night, during nighttime, you wouldn't be able to. You're good from dusk on.
Each race has a downside.
Exactly.
You know, at night, white people are screwed.
That's right.
Good point.
Apparently she left Tom Cruise behind in Germany and flew to Los Angeles to talk to producers about playing the lead in the film. Katie says she wants to be taken seriously as an actress. Well, do Wonder Woman. That'll do it. That'll get you right there. Britney Spears. What's wrong with her?
Everything.
Besides everything. She apparently was going to record a duet with her old boyfriend, Justin Timberlake. And Timbaland was going to produce, but the New York Post was reporting she backed out at the last minute.
That is tailor-made for her to come back. Say what you want about Justin Timberlake. He's super hot right now.
Yeah.
Timbaland's super hot producer right now. She said no?
Well, she said yes, but then didn't show.
She's lucky to get the offer.
Backed out. So now the suits at her record label are reportedly very worried that Britney, who is scheduled to kick off the MTV Video Music Awards, doesn't have a killer song to perform with. She's got no material, so.
She's going to skip out on that, too.
What's that?
She's going to skip out on
you
that,
You think
too.
She won't show for MTV? That's very possible.
Yeah.
Paper also quotes an insider who says that Britney has bipolar disorder.
I don't doubt it.
But she won't consider taking medication for it.
Because things are going so well for her?
She doesn't want anything to do with anything that's good for her, apparently. She wants to steer clear of anything that might help her in any way.
Hey, Brittany, how about a hand?
Health, anything.
How about a helping hand? Nope.
Just not interested. Not whatsoever.
Wow.
And speaking of Brittany, Chris Angel, the mind freak, says that rumors of a romance between the two of them are way offline.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag. The douchiest of all.
The degrees, and we've been saying the two of them come out of hotel rooms at all hours in the morning are because they're hard at work on a business project.
What, is she going to start doing card tricks?
Yeah, she's getting a new career. So reportedly, they two have the same manager, and Chris says he has been helping her with her appearance on the MTV Video Music Awards and working some illusions into it.
I wish she'd just help her with her appearance.
Yeah, really. Some of the cellulite disappear. You really want to do a favor.
Britney Spears, what about her?
Good point. Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag are not making any friends. According to In Touch magazine, the couple showed up at Lauren Conrad's party for the cast of The Hills, but only walked the red carpet. They never went inside the party.
Very nice.
Sources say they knew no one wanted them there, so they opted out.
But they did the red carpet.
Yeah, they wanted the photos, don't get me wrong. They don't have that kind of integrity just to say, no, we're not showing up to your party.
Right.
They showed up for the publicity, and then they left afterwards.
This Spencer, Ralph, I don't think you saw last week's episode, is such an unbelievable tool, like the most hateable guy on television. He spray painted their living room. Spray painted graffiti on their living room.
Dude, he's an artist. He has to express himself.
That's how he rolls, man.
Yeah.
He's got that street cred.
Yeah.
Speaking of hateable men on television, did you catch America's Got Talent last night?
No.
First of all, my guy won. My ventriloquist dude, he won. I was very excited about that. But then they made you, before they announced the winner, they made you sit through Hasselhoff singing.
Oh, dear God.
Why does Hoff have to get up and perform?
Because he loves singing and he thinks he's great.
But he's not great.
But he thinks he's great.
He sang this Broadway show tune, This Is the Moment, and it blew. I mean, seriously bad singing. You got to hear it for yourself. Here's a little taste.
This is the moment.
I hope there's a little something extra in the check of the audience sweetener, the applause sweetener on that show.
Yeah.
It was piping in all that fake
Elvis
applause.
Elvis came back on stage. That last note, that's a keeper right there.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were applauding, trying to drown out the music.
What a douche.
Oh, Hoff.
I just hate him.
Oh, Hoffy.
This is a mess.
It sure is. It is.
Today's celebrity birthday is Tori Amos. We love her.
Sure.
Delightful.
She's nuts, don't get me wrong.
A little crazy.
But we love her. She's 44 years old today. Debbie Peterson, the drummer for the Bangles.
Ooh. All right. Bangle birthday. Finally.
I was more of a Vicky man, but Debbie was all right.
Sure you were. How could you not love Susanna Hoffs, the lead singer of the Bangles? The only bangle one in the Bangles.
No, Vicky Peterson was the hottest.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
No, she was.
Debbie's 46 years old today. And James DeBarge, as we've been celebrating all day long. Yeah. DeBarge. Of DeBarge, the keyboardist of DeBarge, James DeBarge.
Stop
DeBarge.
Clapping. There's no DeBarge named
DeBarge. James DeBarge.
What's wrong with you? Guys?
He was previously married to Rebe Jackson.
Janet.
Janet Jackson.
There's no Rebe.
Right. Yes. Two people that don't exist.
There's a Rebe, and Rebe Jackson.
But Kevin won't believe there's a Maureen, and there really is
there's
a Maureen
no more
Jackson.
Maureen.
There is.
What's wrong with
there
you?
Is
making
a Maureen.
Up Jacksons.
She's on Brothers and Sisters
with Harry Jackson.
Harry Jackson. He's good.
He's good.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
You got to wonder if there were no cameras, if he would have had to go to the top of the Eiffel of the wherever the tower to get
That was a moment with Kevin.
You do have to wonder that. That's
you do. Yeah. That's what I thought.
8:14 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Darling Nikki by Foo Fighters. That's the song you're listening for when you hear Be Color 20. Win your tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion. It's a very special week here on the Kevin and Bean Show because Ralph Garman has taken us through all the new chapters of Trapped in the Closet, the R. Kelly epic. And we are up to, today, chapter 19. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. You remember at the end of chapter 18, there was a bit of a dust-up between Kathy and her husband, Rufus. You have to remember, Kathy was the woman who had an affair with Sylvester, where Rufus came home and found Sylvester literally trapped in the closet until it was revealed that Rufus was having an affair of his own with a dude named Chuck. Dun, dun, dun! Then at the end of that, of course, Rufus and Chuck split up that affair. He went back to his wife, Kathy. However, we found at the end of last episode that Chuck is desperate to get Rufus back into his life. Rufus was saying he can. He's committed now to Kathy. Plus, he's a man of God.
Sure.
And then we were left with a shocking revelation at the end of that chapter that Chuck is actually in the hospital with AIDS.
Mm.
Good times. Meanwhile, at the church there where Rufus is pastor, we met a brand new character, the Reverend Mosley James Evans.
Yes, we did.
So we're leaving Rufus and Chuck and Kathy in Rufus's office and going back to the pulpit where the Reverend Mosley James Evans is still preaching, and he decides he is going to try to save the soul of one of his flock, none other than another new character, Pimp Lucius. Pimp Lucius, one of the few people in all of musical narrative to actually go by his profession as his name for his character, other than DJ Omar Khan here at the Kevin and Bean Show. I can't think of anyone who actually puts their job in their name. But Pimp Lucius is brought up onto the pulpit. Pimp Lucius, by the way, played by R. Kelly.
Of course.
Meets the Reverend Mosley James Evans, played by R. Kelly.
Of course.
And the two of them start discussing Pimp Lucius's future.
Pimp Lucius, you have been on my heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And I looked at you and got a word from God.
What the hell's happening? Did you make that up?
Is that a speech impediment?
Yeah. R. Kelly's interpretation of Reverend Mosley James Evans borders on retarded. He's trying so desperately to put a new character together that he's come up with this bizarre, twisted, gnarly little right reverend. And apparently God has a message for Pimp Lucius that he is channeling through Reverend Evans in order to give Pimp Lucius... it's hard to say Pimp Lucius over and over again and think you're making any sense. Gives Poop Pimp Lucius or Poop
Lucius is his brother.
Yeah, a message from God.
Now, Pimp Lucius, God is telling me you don't want to pimp no more.
Yeah.
He's saying to me, he's saying you want to stop pimping all these hoes.
Amen.
And turn your life around.
Just turn it around, Lucius.
Yeah.
What the? Is he making these up as he goes along?
As you know, through God, all things are possible.
Sure.
And the Reverend is encouraging Pimp Lucius that if he chooses to go down this path, God will show him the way.
Now, if you want it,
yeah.
God will do it for you.
Yeah.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
Come on, choir, help me sing it. Come on.
So he turns to his choir, who is behind him there on the pulpit, and asks them to sing a inspirational hymn for Pimp Lucius and help him on his way to righteousness. And here's the song they come up with.
You can do it, Pimp Lucius.
Just stop pimping.
Stop pimping.
Lucius.
You can do
you can
it,
do
Pimp
it.
Lucius.
Just cut it loose.
Let it go. Can do it, Pimp Lucius.
And everyone in the congregation singing along and pointing their finger at Pimp Lucius, and everyone in the church is joining in the inspirational, low-key hymn, You Can Do It, Pimp Lucius.
R. Kelly has now officially lost it.
Now, the Pimp Lucius' assistant, young Bishop Craig.
Sure.
Sort of like in the Bishop Don Juan styling of Poop's sort of right-hand man.
Sure.
Is nervous about this fact because if Pimp Lucius stops pimping, then he's not going to have much of a career. You know, there's not much money in being saved by God. So he pulls Pimp Lucius aside and wants to see what he's really thinking about this whole, you know, man of God thing.
Young Bishop Craig says, Pimp Lucius, are you seriously about to stop pimping and give your life to God? Pimp Lucius stopped dead in his tracks and looked at young Bishop Craig and said, shh. Then just shh.
What the hell?
The dog whisperer is there? What's going on?
R. Kelly's on some drugs.
What
this
is
one,
wrong
man?
With him?
Finally, Pimp Lucius speaks up and tells young Bishop Craig what's really going on.
Then Pimp Lucius says, I ain't gonna ever stop pimping.
Yeah. Pimp Lucius has a speech impediment. He's a stutterer. He's a stuttering pimp.
God.
Pimp Lucius is a stutterer.
Sure.
And he can't really get words out too easily.
Sure.
Maybe that's the source of all his personal hurt and pain.
Could be.
Is he's a stutterer. And we get stuttering Pimp Lucius for the remainder of the chapter.
Excellent.
Especially when he explains to young Bishop Craig that he's not ready to give up the life.
Pimpin's for life. I'm just here with a cousin.
What?
Cousin.
Cousin.
Cousin. I think maybe R. Kelly has written himself a character too rich for him, even himself, to portray believably.
Wow.
Well, Pimp Lucius continues on this train of thought, telling young Bishop Craig his feelings on the chutch.
The chutch.
The chutch, which after we sent the we sent this tape down to the boys in the Negro Lab.
And do they we
came,
have that?
Yeah, and okay. They came back with apparently saying church.
Church, okay.
But due to his many speech impediments, it's coming out like chutch. So that's what he's referring to here at the beginning of this clip.
Chutch! Chutch. Now the only thing a pimp done caught off up in here is the whole me ghost. Now come on, Bishop Craig, let's go get this money. Come on.
Yeah. What happened to R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Is he out of his freaking mind?
The only thing get up and chutch for is the hoe, Lee Ghost. See, he stutters, so you think he's talking about hoes, but it's the hoe, Lee Ghost.
You can go to KROQ.com, the Kevin and Bean page videos to watch this. It's wow.
Wow. Wow, Pimp Lucius.
He's lost it.
I think we could have just chopped chapter 19 right out of the mix.
Are you kidding? This is the best chapter ever.
I'm not in for the stuttering Pimp Lucius. And I come up with a name next time, by the way, when you come up with a character, won't you? This is Radio Ralph out.
Time to talk to our old friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Harvey, how's it going?
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
First of all, I'm not talking to Harvey. Please tell Mr. Levin that I'm through with my association with him, if you would.
Mr. Levin, Bean is not talking to you anymore.
Because?
Kevin, if you had a website and obtained footage of Beyonce's top blowing open and showing her beautiful boobs,
right.
would you blur them out on your website, Kevin?
No, of course not. Of course
What's
not.
What's going on with Harvey?
Harvey blurred
we've
it?
We've always done that.
Harvey.
And I've always complained about it. Look, I understand that you're trying to be a safe-for-work website and all that, but there has to be some exception, and that exception has to start with Beyonce's boobs, Harvey. Come on.
Who was the other one that you got the topless picture of? Sienna Miller.
I'm getting it from everybody.
I'm sure, because you're making the wrong choice. Sienna Miller.
No. A lot of people think you're just so over the edge. It's the opposite.
Oh, we're over the edge.
They're slamming me for putting it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You have a responsibility as an American to put video like that up on your site. Come on, Harvey.
You're doing the right thing there.
I know you have a very, very busy schedule, as do we this morning, because we're talking to Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, in just a few minutes.
It's not a contest. It's not a contest.
No, I'm just saying, I know you're very busy, so we'll get right to it. A couple things we wanted to ask you about real quick. First of all, once again, TMZ is at the scene of news before news happens. There's nothing that goes on in this world that you don't get on video. Tell me the awesome story about your site and Vita Guerra and the parking ticket.
Well, I mean, you know, she's an FHM model, so she goes to dinner in West Hollywood on Sunday night, and with a couple of friends, and they come back to the car, and this parking meter maid guy had put a ticket on her car windshield. And so one of the guys walked up to the attendant and said, look, this is not fair. I was about to put money in the meter. So the other meter maid guy basically says, if I can get a naked picture of her, maybe I can make that ticket go away. Essentially. And so and it's you hear it. I mean, you kind of hear him say it. We were there. I mean, it was he said it amazingly right in front of our camera. Well, it launched a whole big hoo-ha in West Hollywood, and the mayor's investigating, and they're saying stuff like this never happens. They've never heard of it before. I'm thinking it probably has.
Sure,
but
of course.
But this is what's unbelievable. If you hadn't been there with your camera to actually have evidence of the guy making this offer red-handed, then something like this just goes away.
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, they say, we never said that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Nobody wants a naked picture of me when I get a parking ticket, damn it.
that's true.
All right, Harvey, tell us about Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. This is getting about as ugly as it possibly can, right? They're both starting to fire at each other.
I mean, I think, you know, just let's talk the truth here. Neither of them should have custody.
Right, there's no good choice.
Yeah.
So
you know, it's unbelievable. I mean, she is just off the rails, and he's just, you know, he's in Vegas, he's partying, which, you know, he has a right to do, but it's hard to go into court and say, I'm a really responsible parent, when you kind of watch what happens outside of court, and they both seem like wackadoos.
Well, I mean, in most cases, basically what happens is both sides exaggerate to the nth degree, and you have to kind of just go, well, the truth's probably someplace in the middle. I believe everything she's saying about him, and I believe
everything he's saying about her. I know.
They're
both
telling the truth.
And, it's you know, that's the thing. Her lawyer, Laura Wasser, who we've talked about before, she's an amazing lawyer. And she it's amazing to me that with all that Britney did, she still got her 50-50 custody. But I'm told that she wants out and that, you know, she just doesn't want to do it anymore. She got her the 50-50, but, you know, Britney may lose her secret weapon in this case.
Oh, you're saying the lawyer wants to stop
it. The lawyer wants out.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, Kevin Federline famously got all those depositions from people around Britney, and I guess that's to speak to the kind of parenting that she's doing away from him. What's the most damaging thing you've heard that he will bring up in court to show that she's not fit to have any custody?
See, I'm hearing that all of those things that he's trying to get aren't going to really amount to much. I mean, some of these nannies or nanny wannabes that they had, he subpoenaed them while they were still together. So I don't think that the cousin or the former nannies, you know, one of whom sold her story, I don't think that that's going to be compelling. And, you know, he's also trying to get a lot of magazines into evidence, and that's going to be really difficult because it's hard to authenticate the pictures.
Right.
I think ultimately what it's going to come down to, honestly, is just you look at these two people, and I think they're going to go on the stand and sink themselves. I mean, I don't think they're going to necessarily lose custody, but I think the prevailing view is that they're not the greatest parents.
They should just give the kids to Angelina Jolie
That's
and move on.
That's what we said. No, that we
really
actually did a story about that.
Nice. That's what should happen, because neither of them deserve
That's
kids.
What we said.
That's funny.
I don't think Angelina likes white kids, though, so I think you may have a problem. All right, we got time for one more, and this is also kind of late-breaking here this morning, that there are some decisions being made, Harvey, in the L.A. County District Attorney's Office about what charges will and will not be filed against Lindsay Lohan. Now, what are you hearing on that?
Well, we've got some really good law enforcement sources, and we are told there is a strong possibility, it's not a done deal yet, but a strong possibility that they're not going to file any felony charges against her. Listen, I know her lawyer. She also has an amazing lawyer, Blair Burke. Blair Burke has been negotiating, this is what we're told, with the L.A. County D.A. And what happens with these negotiations is they bring up all of the weaknesses in the prosecution's case.
Right.
And the last thing the prosecutors want to do is file a case and they basically lose all the felonies and then they get a DUI, big deal. They spend all the money and then they get criticized. So if there are weaknesses in the case and Blair Burke can plead this thing out, Lindsay could end up with a couple of DUI misdemeanors, maybe serve 4 days in jail and be done with it. So it would be an unbelievable dodging of a bullet.
Yeah, because they talked to sources that gave them firsthand eyewitness accounts. I mean, I don't understand what could be weak about that.
You know, the witnesses themselves may have some problems. You know, I know this sounds just crazy, and I don't know whether it's true or false or what, but I did hear a thing that she was arguing those weren't my pants where they found the cocaine. I know that sounds but look, she was at one of those parties. That could be true.
I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Well, your headline says it all. Lohan may dodge the world's biggest bullet. So when will we find out? Not till next week?
No. The arraignment is scheduled for Friday. So I think they're going to have to, the DA has to decide what to file either today or tomorrow. So we're going to know. And if they don't file felony charges, she doesn't have to come back here. and face the judge in the arraignment. So my guess is they're not going to file felony charges, and she'll be a no-show.
Wow, 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 wow. That's a change. I would already be bent over in jail at this moment.
Yep.
You sure would. And if Harvey got a picture of it, he would blur it out, too. That's the one thing we've learned about Harvey.
And rightfully so, by the way.
TMZ.com, that's the site. It's really, if you could only have one website in your life, that's really the one. And our friend Harvey Levin on the phone.
And you guys have got to go on the site and read the Bill Murray story.
Oh, the Bill Murray picture is the best picture ever.
The Bill Murray picture.
Nobody had him in the celebrity DUI pool, did we?
Nope.
No, we missed that one.
I heard your pool. You didn't have him.
Arrested for driving a golf cart on a street in where? Sweden or someplace?
In Sweden. And I thought Sweden was a place like your eyes had to roll to the back of your head before you were drunk.
Well, the picture of him that you have says it all.
That's fantastic. All right, Harvey. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
We're supposed to be talking to Cesar Millan right here, the dog whisperer. Apparently, he's out in the backyard looking for a place to do his business. So we don't quite have him yet.
Cesar is.
So maybe next hour we'll talk to the dog whisperer. In the meantime, though, don't feel like we need to fill
the
dish.
I have some good filler.
I'm saying there must be something else we can do here instead of that.
Nope. K-Rock listener sent me a link to Bean before he was on the Kevin and Bean show. We've all enjoyed it.
Sorry, we're out of
look at the clock.
We've all enjoyed his Flash Phillips era.
Yes.
Bean used to be Flash Phillips on the radio. And I found an old tape. I'm not even positive we haven't played this before, but it's so spectacular. I'll play it again. I don't even care. This is a station in D.C., was it, Bean?
Washington, D.C., yeah. WPGC.
And he's giving away tickets to David Copperfield. And a woman calls earlier in the night and then gets through again and wins the contest. Which tells me you got like one person calling.
Yeah, no
but that's
kidding.
What happens here.
95 PGC, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Monty.
Monty, I talked to you earlier.
Yes, you did.
Well, what are the chances that you get through twice in one night and this time you are a winner?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, first you get a song and now you get some tickets to the Magic of David Copperfield.
Oh,
it's next Friday night. I thought you'd like that. June 8th at the Warner Theater, the show's at 10. You are our guest, my dear, just for listening tonight. It's 95 PGC.
Well, thank you so much.
I thought you'd like that. I got some tickets for David Copperfield.
He's just sweet and talking her, isn't he?
Yeah. So now Bean comes out of Thriller.
Sorry. not meant to be a distraction. I really
How
had to sneeze.
How can that not be distracting? That's the strangest sneeze ever. He comes out of Thriller. And you know at the end of Thriller by Michael Jackson, there's that laugh by Vincent Price.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. So Bean stops the CD in between the song and the laugh and jumps in with some very funny comedy.
95 PGC, not so fast with the laugh there, Price baby. Okay, that's better.
What the hell? He's talking to Vincent Price. He's saying not so fast with the laugh because he's talking in between the song and the laugh.
95 PGC, not so fast with the laugh there, Price baby. Okay, that's better. I got some tickets for the Magic Show at the Warner Theater next Friday night, June 8th, on us at 95 PGC. If you'd like to go, it's called The Magic of David Copperfield. Just give me a call here at 432-9595. Now you can laugh until your Adam's apple falls off. So I like this guy really, really gets on my nerves.
Yes.
Wow.
See, because he made Vincent Price wait to laugh.
Can you shoot that guy?
Dave could have this past weekend. And then Bean's going to end by going out with some Lionel Richie.
Good.
And he's congratulating a winner, and Bean puts his own special spin on where the person's calling from.
I'm going to leave tonight with some Lionel Richie music, but before I go, let me say thank you for listening, and congratulations to Diane Pleva, called Long Distance, I assume, all the way from down in Charles County, Waldorf, Maryland. Won a pair of tickets to see The Magic of David Copperfield.
And Waldorf, Maryland.
That should be a good show, too, at the Warner Theater on 13th Street downtown. Lee's got some more tickets coming up for you next year at 95 PGC.
Come on.
What's the echo on your voice?
Oh, they put that on.
Huge echo.
Yeah,
reverb, yeah.
To make him sound like he's got balls. Yeah.
I wasn't good.
Waldorf. Not so fast, Price, baby.
It is kind of a miracle that I was ever able to get another radio job after that one, isn't it?
Of course, nothing beats that.
We don't have to hear this.
PGC, I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Yes.
It's as if I'm having a nightmare and waiting for someone to wake me up.
Oh, come on.
Remember when Federline was trying out for Kiss FM?
Yeah. From Nisi. KBGBBI.
still love that song. Gives me a funny feeling down on my leg. Right there in my ankle. Can almost say it made my foot loose.
Pow! All right. That's fine.
Good God.
Ralph's here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat for the day. What's going on, Ralph?
Just want to thank all the listeners. Got it. Got the YouTube link. Got it. Got the connection. Got Beyonce Knowles showing her boobs. Got that.
So okay. You still need it?
Got it. Got it.
Send it to Ralph at K-Rack. Got it. Is that what you're saying?
Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it.
It's quite a short little piece, isn't it? I mean,
yes, and it's shot from someone's video phone that they had apparently in their ass while they were filming. So it's not the greatest shot.
It's not ideal. No.
If you're like Bean and you're desperate to see any boobs anywhere ever, then maybe you can go to YouTube and you can check it out.
I think there's something special about the boob that's not intended to be shown, though. That's good.
Absolutely. When you're 13, absolutely. I absolutely agree. But at this age, maybe you've seen a few boobs in your lifetime. It's not the stop the presses moment of your day the way it is with Bean.
Can't say too much. Can't
say
too much.
I like porn in all aspects of my media.
No, you
Ralph.
Don't.
I
do. I want to see it on CNN.
I
want to see it on MTV.
You're not home watching porn. You're not home and watching real porn. All you're doing is looking for like glimpses of boob in the back of InStyle magazine. Maybe there's a shadow of a nipple somewhere. You're like some weird freak who gets no real pleasure out of actual sexuality. Only like maybe there used to be a boob here pressed against a shirt one time, and the shirt's now hanging on a hanger that kind of looks like a woman. That kind of porn.
But what about Hayden Panettiere and the video footage of her doing her milk ad? What about that?
Again, not porn, not real
porn. But I'm
porn.
Saying Hayden Panettiere with the creamy whiteness above her upper lip is awesome.
Yeah. Stop saying you like porn, though. Please, that's all I'm telling you, because you don't, obviously.
When was the last time you watched porn, Bean, honestly?
Yeah. Sat down and popped in a porn DVD.
It's probably been a while. But...
Or watched it online.
But this Beyonce Beyonce concert video, that'll
within
get
a week?
The rest of the week.
Real hardcore porn.
No, probably
porn.
Not.
2 weeks.
Not.
Last
no.
time you saw hardcore porn.
I don't remember. It's probably been a long time.
A year? How long you guess? Give it an estimate.
I don't have any idea.
Longer
but what I'm
than
saying
a year?
Is, what I'm saying is there's plenty of awesome, in your day-to-day, there's plenty of awesome things like this that come
We're
along.
We're not denying that. We're saying when was
little
the last
Sienna,
time you watched porn?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Over a year?
I don't know. It's been a while.
How long's a while?
Over 6 months?
Define while.
All right, I'm watching it now. I'm watching it right now. I actually have it on my computer right now.
Dang, it's not natural.
It's really available.
You're that desperate for boobs other female body parts. Really easy to see.
Never been.
It ain't natural.
Never been more available in history.
And he even goes as far as to like watching really bad television shows, and his way of justifying it is, there's a really hot chick.
She has
chick.
Two breasts.
Yeah. She wears a jogging suit in one.
Now she wears a burqa. He's like a Muslim. That's what he's looking at. He's looking for like the nooks and crannies of the world because he can't actually just, whip out, busty honey's, number 18 or something.
Probably good that he's like that because he's going to be able to relate to our Jordan listeners after tomorrow's show.
And yet, I'm sitting in the office preparing the Showbiz Beat and I hear from across the room, our sister producer Alex. What, Alex?
What? What's she complaining
Bean
about?
Bean just sent me boobs again. he'll send her random emails of some Asian chick's boobs just out of nowhere.
Boobs.
Rian Kadena is my favorite woman in the whole world. I just wanted to share that with the room. That's all.
Alex doesn't appreciate your porn mails. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Bean pictures are being turned on.
Yeah.
She should be fired then.
This is really going to get... This is a swear over to me. Next time we're in Vegas, she won't be able to keep her hands off me because I sent her porn.
Could this not be about me as much as it is about what's going
Stop
on in Hollywood,
being bad
Ralph?
For 5 minutes and it won't be about you.
I'm not bad.
Well, you're pretty bad.
Just saying, got the Beyonce clip. Got
so
it.
You have okay. that then.
Got so it. Send that to Ralph at KRock.com.
And got the sun.co.uk... link to the Sun newspaper that's got Sienna Miller's boobs. Got those.
That's a good newspaper to check regularly, by the way.
Yeah, they got a lot of boobs. That's good. English are very free with their boobs.
Yes, they are.
They're not uptight like we Americans.
Even like Maxim and magazines like that in England are much better.
You know who's not uptight either? Bill Murray.
No, he's not.
He's not the least bit uptight.
He's quite loose.
He's the kind of guy who will go to Sweden, get a load on, take a golf cart, and just drive around downtown. That's what he'll do.
Nobody had him in the DUI pool, huh?
No.
Does it count if it's overseas, though? Even if you did,
of course
does it count?
Yeah, I think so.
In a golf cart.
Captain Patina golf cart? Okay.
I don't know.
As long as he's drunk. As long as he's drunk, I don't think it matters what. I mean, people get drunk tickets for being on bicycles and, I mean, all kinds of different stuff. Lawnmowers every once in a while.
That's a PUI, though. Peddling under the influence. It's very different.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad?
So, Bill apparently was juicing pretty good in Sweden.
Yeah.
And the cops pulled him over in his golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
And he refused to use the breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, we apply the old-fashioned method, a blood test. It'll take 14 days before the results are in.
The picture's spectacular, though, at TMZ.com.
How many times around the world do they have to send that sample if it takes 14 days?
Well, the Swedes are not don't have a work ethic like we do here.
No,
they got to take some sauna time, then they got to eat some lutefisk.
Couldn't they get that in like 2 hours?
Then they have to massage somebody. They got a lot of things to do over in Sweden.
Yes, they do. 14 days.
That's right. Make some meatballs. That's right, Sagamore. They got a lot of things to do. The picture, by the way, is not Bill Murray drunk. It's him at a golf tournament just making that face. It's just a stock
photo. Oh, I thought
photo.
It was him drunk.
No, TMZ always will look through the photo files and find the worst possible photo they can of you and then put that up
that.
There, whether it's connected to the story or not.
So I thought that was him. No. That's too bad.
No, sadly, it's not him.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Cinderella story. Out of nowhere. Jennifer Aniston wants you to know that she's never met Brad Pitt's baby Shiloh.
Do we care?
Well, here's the thing. A British magazine named Look claimed they had an intimate interview with Jennifer where she said that she has seen Brad's baby Shiloh, mm-hmm. has visited the baby, that she's planning on flying to London soon to see her latest boyfriend, model Paul Schulfer.
Okay.
And that after her divorce, she was so depressed she would lay on the floor surrounded by ice cream.
Well, we all do that.
Yeah. She said these are all false quotes. A work of fiction is what she's saying about the entire article.
Oh, so she didn't talk to them at all?
No, apparently not.
I'm
guessing there's some legislation or litigation, rather, in the office.
That would kind of suck.
Regarding that whole situation. So, also, another guy says we're liars. Chris Angel.
Really?
Christopher Sarantakos says that he is not romancing Britney Spears. The fact that we've seen them together, leaving hotel rooms at all hours of the morning is because they're at hard at work.
Chris Angel is a douchebag, the douchiest of all.
That's the sound of Chris hard at work in a motel room.
Yeah.
Apparently, Britney Spears is supposed to be the secret opener of the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
And they've got the same manager, and he's helping her plan a spectacular show-stopping return, he claims.
Pick a card, any card she's going to say.
Yeah. Queen of Hearts! The show will just stop.
That'll be cool.
That was just silly.
And she'll just walk right off.
Lindsay Lohan apparently taking to rehab very nicely at the Cirque Lodge in Utah. Splash News reports that she took a break from rehab recently to go for a hike in the woods, along with some other patients there at the rehab facility. No.
Oh.
She was out there with a baseball cap, just hiking along. Didn't have any entourage or anything.
Was being carried by an assistant?
Some fellow inmates. I guess they're not called inmates.
No.
Are they?
Patients.
Not patients. With an unidentified dog. No word on who the dog is, but Lindsay apparently engaged to the dog.
Is that right?
Wait and see if that relationship works out or not. The 10 best booties in Hollywood from In Touch magazine. This list released this week in their magazine. Here's your list. 10 best female asses in Hollywood. Eva Longoria, number 10.
Sure.
Yep.
Mariah Carey, number 9. Cameron Diaz, number 8. I reject that totally.
Yeah, that's questionable, Beth.
Fergie, number 7. Of course, they're not mentioning whether it's Fergie wet or Fergie dry.
Good point.
I don't know which one is.
I hope dry.
Halle Berry, number 6. Inexplicably, number 5, Tyra Banks.
Nope.
Please.
Big old Krispy Kreme donut cottage cheese ass of Tyra Banks, they claim.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
That's about 5 years late on that list.
She doesn't have the top 10 anything now.
No.
Mm-mm.
Forehead.
Annoying show.
Oh, annoying show.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, number 4.
Yes.
She's a little minx, that Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
She's doing a reality show. We're on a reality show over there on E.
When?
Yeah. The fall, I believe it'll debut.
Produced by Ryan Seacrest, by the way.
Oh, good. Sure. Give him a plug, why don't you?
I'm just saying. Enough things that he's ruining. He'll ruin that. Believe me, it'll all be about shopping and makeup if he's in charge of it. He's going to cut out all the stuff we want to see with Kim Kardashian.
Jessica Biel, number 3.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Beyonce,
By the way, I don't know if I mentioned it, got the link to the YouTube clip of her showing her boobs.
So Ralph at KROQ.com.
Got it. Don't need it.
Send it to Ralph.
Send it on over.
Don't need it.
Don't send him the link. Send him the whole video.
Bean needs it because he is desperate for anything that looks like a boob out of the corner of his eye.
I've seen it. It is a quarter of a second.
Yes.
So,
number one, best booty in Hollywood, according to In Touch magazine, Jennifer Lopez, of course. So.
Silly.
Why is that silly,
why?
Stupid, Psycho Mike?
She's
got a lovely, voluptuous, chunky.
She's kind of known for it.
She has the most popular ass.
Okay.
It's not the best ass. It's dumb.
It's a pretty good ass, though. I mean, it's a pretty curvy.
As asses go, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's round, it's full, it's firmly packed.
That's right.
I like all those things. Today's celebrity birthdays, Cindy Williams. She was Shirley on the old Laverne and Shirley TV show. She is 60 years old. Her partner, of course, Laverne. Penny Marshall went on to become a big-time movie director.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy now works at Arby's.
Is that right?
Yeah. Aww. You want horsey sauce with that? She can ask you. Debbie Peterson, drummer for the Bengals, is 46 years old today. Tori Amos turns 44. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't, sort of. Oh, sorry. We're on the air. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That's the song you were listening for. Melissa Bone from Temple City. Melissa's last name is Bone from Temple
there's
City.
A woman just who's eager to get married.
Got tickets to K-Rock's L.A. Invasion. She heard that song and was caller 20. And the song you're listening for now is Insane in the Brain by Cypress Hill. When you hear that, be caller 20. And you will join Miss Bone at the show.
It's a 9:32 Wednesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew is coming up next. We'll clear the lines. We have a winner for the ticket giveaway. We are going to be accepting your calls on any topic, toll-free. Hey, producer Lightning, come on in here. We need to talk to you for a second. 1-800-520-1067. You give us a call. You get on the air. You get a prize. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes or so on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Our producer Lightning has a store in Long Beach, and it's called the Long Beach Clothing Company. And
great place, by the way.
He kind of runs that on the side. Well, really, he spends most of his time here running that. But we found a magazine that he had an ad in recently,
mm-hmm.
and it's got his logo, Long Beach Clothing Company. And at the bottom it says, here's a slogan, fresh to death since 03.
Oh.
Yeah. Fresh to death.
Yeah, baby, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. God. I'm sorry. What's that?
I didn't write
fresh
that.
Fresh to death.
Yeah, it is.
That's your store.
Though
your
it is,
ad.
Though that's accurate.
Uh-huh.
I didn't come up with a slug line. One of my manager did.
But mm-hmm. you approved it.
I did. I liked it.
Did you ask him where it came from?
That's one of, you know, the way that everyone's got kind of their little line. He's
yeah.
like, fresh to death. And so we threw out about 100 of them, and that one just stuck.
Did 1983 call and ask for it back? Would you guess?
Yeah.
Fresh
yeah,
to death. Have. That's what he says all the time. And you don't say,
all the time,
stop saying fresh to death. Instead, you encourage it and put it on your ad.
I questioned it, and then I thought, you know what? What the hell?
Does he say we be illin'?
No. No, no.
You're telling me there were 99 other suggestions that you had that did not make the cut, and fresh to death did?
It just stuck. You know, a lot of phrases and words have come back. You know, I think.
How fresh is fresh to death?
I think it's fresh.
Can
I think
it be
it's fresh
fresher?
To death.
I don't think it would be any fresher than that.
It seems like life's more
if fresh
than fresh death.
To death.
I think it's popping off.
So somebody,
oh, no.
Somebody dies because it's so fresh?
Exactly.
Is that what you mean? They
almost.
Walk into
it's
the store and your show is so your store is so freaking it's, fresh.
It's so fresh it's in cardiac arrest. I mean, it's adrenaline shot, crazy, almost out of control, fresh. Yes.
You can hear the sirens.
I think so. I'm standing by it.
It's really just T-shirts on a shelf, though, right? I mean, it's not an amusement park ride that takes you to the moon and back.
Yeah, you know what it is? I mean, it's the concept. It's the whole store. We're doing something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
We only offer West Coast brands, the whole thing. I'm not going to sound like I'm doing a plug for it, but it's, yeah, I'm standing behind that.
Fresh to
Look,
death.
We love, all of us love the store. We've all been in the store. We all support the store.
Thank you.
But fresh to death
not so
just
much.
Seems, well, just, I don't know that it's getting across the image that it's fresh. I mean, like Kevin said, it sounds more like something that came out of the early, you know, B-boy days
yeah.
a little bit. You
maybe
know what
so,
I mean?
Maybe so.
Like, you know, why not just put, bring in your cardboard box that you break dance on and we'll give you a discount. Why not just put that on?
Spin on your head. Win a T-shirt.
Right.
Fresh well, to death.
There is a B-Boy convention that happens at the Long Beach Convention Center every so often. And
you show up there?
No, I don't. But you know what? Maybe it's in line with that.
Fresh
okay,
to death.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. And I know that you are intimidated as we are because black people are better than us. But
yeah.
just because a brother says it doesn't mean it's automatically the go-to idea. It's okay sometimes to say,
great idea, not this time, not for us, not now. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. He's been
out in front. Thought he was going to sue.
No, not at all.
You didn't use
it. No, not at all. He's been out in front on a couple of things. I mean, he's pretty fashion forward, and he's down with the streets. So
he's down with the streets?
He's down with the streets.
And that's where Fresh to Death came from?
I will, like I'll say things, and you'll mock me. Then, you know, a few months later, you'll go like, oh, man, other people are using this, you know, the slogan or whatever
often,
it is.
Really. When does that happen? Not very often. When was the last time
like
that happened?
10 years ago.
What was it?
Where's the beef? Recall.
What was that one? Come on. Fresh to Death.
So I just went with him on it, you know?
So you go into the store, and what do you see? T-shirts?
What do you see? Yeah, I mean, it's a clothing store. I mean, the artwork
so
is
you
really...
So clothing?
The artwork is... It's
would you say the
location.
Artwork is fresh?
I would say it's fresh, yeah.
Would you say it's fresh to death?
I would say the Ice Cube photo is fresh to death.
Would people fall over dead when they see it?
Close.
Because it's so fresh?
We do have a defibrillator.
Death by fresh?
And if they do, will your next ad include the tagline, I've fallen and I can't get up? Jeff, you're timely.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. What?
How much time was dead on the air?
None. I was right there.
Yeah, he caught it. He got that one. He was right there at the end. Just barely, but he made it.
People didn't see me diving across the studio, that's all.
Hey, let's play that thing where we do that stuff.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
Toll free, 1-800-520-1067. Kevin Means, What to Do Nephew is on the air. Great prize again today. How about the LA Galaxy taking on Real Salt Lake on Saturday, September 1st? That's a week from Saturday, by the way, at the Home Depot Center. Yeah, that includes your pal David Beckham. First 5,000 fans in attendance receive a Galaxy lunchbox. Call 877-3-GALAXY or go to LAGalaxy.com for tickets and information.
We get with Steve in Los Alamitos. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. What to do, nephew?
What to do?
I'm calling in to talk about, see if any of you guys saw the Angel-Yankee game last night.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did.
I did not.
Unfortunately, wasn't it like 18-8 or something, Angel?
18-9. Yeah. They whooped their butts.
That's a football score.
Garrett Anderson had more RBIs than the entire Yankee team. He had 10 RBIs yesterday.
In one game.
He had 4 hits, 2 homers, and 10 RBIs.
He was responsible for 10 of those runs.
Crazy.
Dude, if there were 27 runs scored in every baseball game, I might like baseball.
Why do you say unfortunately, Bean?
Why do you think? Because the Seattle Mariners have been 2 games behind the LA Angels for a month now in the division, and we're on an unbelievable tear, but every time we win, the Angels win, so we can't make up any ground.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you poor
sucker.
Might
as well just give up now.
Might as well just quit, dude.
Might as well.
I'm now an Angel fan because of that very thing. Thank you for the call.
When the Yankees lose, it's good news, though, because Seattle is leading in the wild card. So either way, we're going to get in. But I hate to see the Angels be as good as they are. I'll tell you. It hurts me.
Yeah, whatever. All right, let's go to Josh in Glendale.
What are you doing, nephew?
What's up, Josh?
You for me. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing good. Mike, how you doing? I have bad news for everybody but Bean.
All right.
I heard that they're trying to get pre-production on High School Musical 3.
Hell yeah, they're talking about putting this one in the big screen, too.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry, you guys. Sorry I have to be the bearer.
Why would you bring that up?
Why would you do that to us?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to warn you guys ahead of time so you can run for the hills.
Yeah.
But stay away. And tell David King of Mexico to stay away from the island. What the hell is he thinking? What's wrong with him?
I got an email that said, I didn't know Carlos Mencia visited Bean on the island.
Dave does look like him in the photos. Josh, I know you mock and you hate because that's how people are that mock and hate. But did you see High School Musical 2? Did you see how awesome it was Friday night on the Disney Channel?
I just didn't know there was that many gay people here in the United States to watch on a Friday night.
How dare you?
See,
how
I'm going to say again that I have little girls who watch that. Anything that Bean watches that my little girls watch, there's something wrong with. By the way, there's a hot chick who's the lead. Does Bean ever mention her?
I love Gabriella. I love her. Don't get me wrong.
Never says a word about her. He always talks about his stupid gay crush.
Yes. Where's Zac Efron? Yes. Where's Zac Efron? See Zac Efron? Ding, ding, ding. Zac Efron. Zac Efron.
Look, I love this.
That's
It's a song where a guy is trying to convince somebody else that they can dance because they play baseball and they use the same arts.
He's tried to talk the kids on the baseball field into the talent show, yes.
Bean is going to be on my douchebag list with Chris Angel, Spencer, and Mystery from Pickup Artists.
How dare you?
I think we need Bean as a douche song. I think we need yes, just like Bean, we have Chris Angel. All right, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Look, I love Vanessa Ann Hutchins. Please put him on hold and make him shut up. I love
her. So you
her,
can
but
talk about High School Musical? No.
She is competition for my sweet Zach, though. That's what you got to keep in mind. I have to keep that in mind at all time. Every minute that he's with her, he's not with me. So that hurts me.
I'm a puke.
I hate all that you are.
Let's talk to Ben in Studio City on Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. Good morning, Ben. What It Do?
What It Do, Nephew, and la 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 Lisa May.
Hey, Ben. What's going on?
What's going on?
Well, this starts with 5 years ago. I was actually on your show because, Bean, you may remember, I was kicked off out of my seat because I was sitting next to a woman who was so large.
You mean in an airplane or something?
Yeah, and I had to fly from Amsterdam to L.A. in the flight seat, in like the, you know, the flight attendant seat.
Oh,
you guys,
wow.
Yeah, it was terrible. You guys were kind enough, though, to send me porn and T-shirts as reparations, which was great.
Okay.
T-shirts I actually gave away, and I was in northern Uganda, war-torn northern Uganda last month, and what did I see walking down the dirt street? But a Kevin and Bean K-Rock T-shirt.
Yeah, it was walking by itself without a human.
No, there was a very small child attached. Mm. She was like swimming in this shirt that looked like she was about 15 years old.
They send a lot of companies send a lot of different T-shirts to Africa because they have no money and they have no clothes there. In fact, if you've ever wondered what happens to all of the championship T-shirts and hats that are made up for teams that don't win in the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA Finals, that's where they go, is to Africa. So the most popular football team in Africa is the Buffalo Bills. They've won all those Super Bowls as far as the Africans know, because all those T-shirts that they never got to wear get sent over there. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, and I just wanted you guys to know that whatever happens here, you guys are huge in northern Uganda.
In war-torn Uganda.
Cool. Good to know.
Yeah. We can go over there as a hired gun like you were.
You can become chieftains.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
King of Mexico was up visiting this weekend in Seattle, as you know, and we went out to visit Snoqualmie Falls, which is a popular tourist attraction in Washington. And as we're walking back to the car from getting pictures at the falls, Dave spots a car with a K-Rock bumper sticker on it, sitting in the parking lot, just randomly, what are the chances? It was really surprising to see it right there.
Let's go to Pedro in Los Angeles. Good morning, Pedro.
What's up, Kevin and Bean?
What it do?
Hey, Pedro.
Hi. Hey, I got something to tell you. I think you're going to love it. It's a midget, that's my boss, and he told me I was meeting the big guy today.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I met the littlest guy ever.
Your big boss is a midget?
It's a little guy.
Well, what are they doing giving a midget a job?
Well, he's really smart, I think. He's Asian.
But how do you know he's a midget? He might be a normal size Asian.
Here's my favorite thing, Pedro. Has it ever occurred to you that somebody who works there might hear this and you might get fired for calling him a midget?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, I got to work because, like, I'm being pushed around by my midget boss here.
Yeah, you can't take that.
He knows he's a midget, Kevin. Come on, that's not going to be a surprise to him. Come on.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Thank you.
All right, that may be a good one to end on. We love the midgets. Thank you for the call, and thanks to all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including Tom Anderson. He is the president of a website, brand new, haven't heard about it, but I hear they're good. They're called MySpace.com, MySpace.com, Tom Anderson. And if you're a fan of the Linkin Park or My Chemical Romance, why not check out Project Revolution? The tour in Michigan is going to be live online. You can watch the whole thing today at MySpace.com/NowWhat. That starts at around 1:30 or so. Also, thanks to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com for joining us with all the latest dirt. And thanks to Jason Statham for joining us, too. Very fine actor. His new movie with Jet Li is called War, and that opens up everywhere on Friday.
And thanks to Cesar Milan, the dog whisperer. We had a great interview with him today.
Very exciting.
He did that a bunch of times.
He canceled. Didn't call in.
What?
Not today. But tomorrow. I think we rescheduled Cesar for tomorrow.
Oh. All right. That's tomorrow. Also, tomorrow we have tickets for K-Rock's L.A. Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
We have Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 20. We're going to take calls about bad bosses just after 6 o'clock.
How you holding up, Ralph, on going through the Trapped in the Closet? Is your brain turned into mashed potatoes yet, or are you still okay?
Getting a little weary. Yeah. Getting a little weary. It's a hard slogging through the last couple.
Three more chapters, right? 20, 21, 22.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to the program director of 99.6 FM, Jordan's number one hit music station. This person wrote to us, and she said that she heard our show online and would like to play our show in Jordan. So we're going to be on in Los Angeles and in the Middle East.
Good. That's where we belong.
Sure her name's not Jordan, and she wants to play her show someplace?
Her name is Gada. She's the program director of Jordan's number one hit music station.
She's got to have you.
And they want
Lisa.
Lisa, come on.
Jesus Christ.
Even I wouldn't say that. If Bean wouldn't say it.
If it's below my standards, Lisa, you shouldn't be saying it.
It's well above your standards, please.
Yeah, that's true.
Footloose
boy.
Well, I can't imagine this is going to happen, that we're going to be in Jordan. But we'll find out. We'll talk to her
now,
tomorrow.
So here's my question before we talk to her. Do we want to play it, you know, low-key and try to get on? Or
no.
Do we want to tell her what a bad idea it is?
I don't want an entire religion after me calling for my head on a pike. I don't need that. One show, we would be the most targeted people in all of Muslim.
All of Muslim.
Muslim town.
Muslimdom.
Well, it's a bad idea, and it strikes us very much in the face as a bad idea, but she, for some reason, thinks it's a good idea, so we'll talk to her tomorrow.
All right. Well, we'll find out where she's coming from. So that'll be tomorrow morning right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Cat Corbett is up next. 40 minutes nonstop, includes Bring the Light, the new one from the Pumpkins, also some Bad Religion, speaking of Muslims, Plain White Tees, Perfect Circle, Muse, Modest Mouse, and more after this on K-Rock.